Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you for joining us. It is the 30th day of June on this Tuesday edition. Tuesday, June 30th, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Coming up in the next hour, we have climatologist Dr. Tim Ball coming on to break down what's really happening with supposed climate change. They're basically teaching children now that the seasons are abnormal and that we've got to have basically 76 degrees year-round, or we've got to have population reduction to stop it, and polar bears can't swim, and so we've got to give up all of our rights and liberties as well. So Dr. Tim Ball joining us. We are also going to get an individual called Spencer Pratt on. And the reason I'm having this individual on is I don't read the tabloids. I don't watch TMZ on TV. I really don't know who any of these people are. I hardly know who Paris Hilton is, but these are, I guess, another echelon, a lower echelon of people like that. What's interesting is, though, that they, I guess, have been twittering back and forth with the Cyrus girl that plays Hannah Montana. And so we had hundreds and hundreds of emails an hour yesterday coming in and thousands of Twitters coming in asking us about us. And, hey, if I can use the system's own ridiculous hype machine to reach young people about real issues and not Michael Jackson and Paris Hilton, I'll do it. So we'll talk to this individual about the Twitter phenomenon, his MTV TV show. And supposedly he's waking up, he and his girlfriend are waking up to the New World Order and figuring out that running around, I guess, basking in the media glow for absolutely no reason is not as important as the whole world government coming down on top of us. But that's coming up in the last hour of the show. We'll have him on 20 minutes or so. That should be always informative to try to find out from this sector of society that is, I don't know what you call it, kind of like the heart of the hype machine. What is Paris Hilton? What is all of that? Just tabloid for tabloid's sake. It's tabloid fame, not even stemming from any type of media fame. Basically, everybody in the office knows who these people are, and I have no idea who they are. It really doesn't even register. But we'll delve into that area and see how many people that this gentleman knows who are kind of in this strata of media that are waking up to the New World Order. Because when I talk to some music legend icon who's waking up but doesn't want to come on the air, I can't ever get into it. Or when I talk to some famous director who's awake to the New World Order but doesn't want to come on air, I don't talk about it. Or when I talk to some high-level politician who's a fan of the show but doesn't want to come on air, I can't get him on. I can get a Jesse Ventura, a Willie Nelson, a Charlie Sheen, a Rick Linkletter. You know, we told you 3 or 4 months before it was in the news that we'd woken up Bruce Willis. I mean, we have those type of successes, but most of the successes we can't ever tell you about. And look, if we can get the Hollywood people, instead of them being controlled leftist or controlled right-wing Republicans, that is a major wound to the New World Order and their entire system. So we'll delve into that some in the last hour today as we reach out to the tweenies and the teens and all of the little demi celebrities and that whole system of principalities on the whole MTV circuit. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Key news straight ahead. What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here is the rundown of what we're going to cover today in the four-hour transmission. Red alert, the total takeover of America enters its final phase. I want to thank listeners yesterday when this story went up on PrisonPlanet.com for making it go mega viral. Supernova, it is all over the web. Let's continue to push it out there because everybody's looking at the federal takeover of healthcare, the federal looting of the Second Amendment, the federal takeover of all carbon activity, all industry, everyone's homes, with the greenhouse gas tax passing the House, racing through the Senate. They see the Clean Water Restoration Act, total federalization of all land in the United States because of water above ground or below ground, total jurisdiction, total criminality. They see the absolute amnesty bill for complete legalization of all illegal aliens racing through the House. But they see it all individually as separate pieces. The bottom of the hour, I'm going to read all of Paul Joseph Watson's article on air titled Red Alert, The Total Takeover of America Enters Its Final Phase. And he's got six red alert points in here. And there's many others, but these are the six big ones. And it is now final. House procedural rules are very confusing depending on how a final vote was called. We talked to Ron Paul's office yesterday. That original story we got off the Daily Poll was incorrect, but nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes. There was not a chance to call and get them to do a motion to reconsider the way the vote was originally called. So that's a done deal in the House. I guess we were kind of doing a ghost dance or something, wishing that we could reverse what happened in the House. And it now is in the Senate. And Ron Paul's on record, we're going to play that clip later, saying he talked to a bunch of Democrats. They know it's criminal. They know it's going to kill the economy. They know it's going to shut everything down. But they will be destroyed by lobbyists, and the lobbyists will fund their opposition. And the American people are drugged out of their minds watching TV all day and obsessed with celebrities and Michael Jackson, so they won't go out and support these congresspeople, so they just sell out to the foreign banks. And that's what's happening right now, is just an absolute corporate takeover of the country. So I'm going to cover that story. Iraqis cheer and fear, CNN reports, U.S. pullout from cities. And this was the plan all along. After 6 years and 3.5 months of occupation, and 11 years of siege before that. Let me see, 1991 to 2003. Yeah, that's almost 12 years of siege and then 6 years plus of occupation. They've built giant permanent bases. One of them holds 6,000 people. They call it an embassy. That's a shadow government parasite operation that has giant, you know, armed paramilitary intelligence forces inside, who then run all the secret police and the torture gangs and the hit squads. That's all on record. And so they're going to keep 50 to 80,000 troops. They still got 160,000 over there right now. But the plan has always been under Bush and under Obama to keep 50 to 80,000. They debate the different numbers. 50 to 80,000. 50 to 80,000 troops there permanently. And then rotate the other troops over into Pakistan and Afghanistan and into Georgia encircling Russia. So that's what's happening with the troops. They've already conquered one zone, and part of the force, the Army of the New World Order is what it is moving on like locust to the next field. So we'll go over some of that today. Lawmakers challenged a Reid health care bill before voting on it. And Republican leadership is now coming out and saying, we are challenging the Democrats to allow us to read this. Because what they do is they bring out some of the proposals. They bring out normally about 30% of the bill. Like this last one was 1,300 finally. They were adding pages, pulling pages. It was over 1,500 at one point, they now admit. Went back down to 1,250 or so. So it's being expanded. It's having parts removed. The lobbyists are all in there, swarming over it, the foreign lobbyists predominantly. The Congress isn't even allowed to see it. Only a key few committee chairmen and their staff, which are bought and paid for by the lobbyists, by their handlers. And this is all on record. This is admitted. They've had the Republican and Democratic leaders of the House and Senate admit, quote, banks control Congress. Just completely dominated. And so they're not letting the rank-and-file Democrats or any of the Republicans see the health care bill. And what they'll do is now this week into next week, they're blitzing us. They're blitzkrieging us. They're just racing past us. They're going to try to pass this thing lock, stock, and barrel, hook, line, and sinker, bum-rushing us. Just like a linebacker, you know, taking down one of the wide receivers and breaking his ribs. He hits him so hard. That's what they're doing to the American people right now. And they're saying, can we please just see it? And they're saying, no, sit down, shut up. This is the pimp game. And it's the same thing on total amnesty for the illegal aliens, same thing on the new federalization Federal Reserve bill that will not just give them unlimited money and power and no oversight, they already have that, but allow them to seize any and all businesses lands, just total dictatorship. The Supreme Court is in line with that, with the New London Kelo decision on seizing private property for private interest. I mean, it's here. This is the third world receivership, just like the IMF and World Bank take third world countries into receivership. So lawmakers challenged a Reid health care bill before voting. That's out of Politico. We'll go over some of that. Ireland commissioner says most EU countries would reject Lisbon Treaty, London Telegraph. Well, no kidding. They've only allowed three continental European countries, France, the Netherlands, and one other, to vote in the last 5 years on Lisbon Treaty expansion. Lisbon, I always call it Lisbon, it's Lisbon Treaty. Ireland commissioners say most EU countries would reject Lisbon Treaty. And Ireland voted last year and said no. And the media kept saying, it's going to be a landslide. Everybody's voting for it. Foreigners are trying to influence Irish to vote against it, which was actually the opposite. It was foreigners trying to push the Irish into going into the European Empire and waiving all their hard-won liberties and freedoms, the few they've got, after British domination. And that's all this EU is an amalgamation of the British and European and American Empire. And so the Irish saw through it, beat it by a huge margin, and so now they're back saying, it's going to pass, everybody's for it. And they're targeting kind of the fad-driven housewife or teenager type or kind of Joe Sixpack who just barely listens to the radio or reads the newspaper. Oh, all my fellow Irish are for it, I'm going to vote for it. You know, just a mass hoax. Everybody's going to vote for it, everybody wants it. That's the same stuff in the headlines. Foreigners are trying to pressure the Irish not to join. Well, the Irish aren't going to put up with foreign domination. They're going to waive all their rights and go under EU control. They play little mind games with you, but the Irish aren't buying. Now, see, the elite know the American people are so dumbed down, so ignorant of geography and world facts, that here they just tell us there is no American Union, and we're actually under it since 2005, under treaty, March 24th, 2005. It was signed. It's openly announced all over the world. They openly have North American Union summits. Bush even gave press conferences about merging the American Union with the European Union and the transatlantic agreement with Merkel and Barroso. It's in Endgame. And the public doesn't even know what continents are, literally. The average American is like Miss South Carolina who can't even talk. Such as Americans, textbooks, helping, freedom with them, good. In fact, let's cue her up. I want folks to hear that coming back if they need to be reminded. Now, sure, 30% of us or so know about geography, know about the world, basic facts, understand the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. But the elite are betting on the other 70% folks who don't even know if it's day or night sometimes. I mean, they're just in a mind-numb daze going from one bestial, low-level instinct satiating their basic programming to the next. But Ireland commissioner says most EU countries would reject Lisbon Treaty. Ireland's EU commissioner, Charlie McGreevy, has concluded that voters in most EU countries would reject the stalled Lisbon Treaty. Doesn't matter. They're just implementing it through executive fiat and now even telling the states that they have no control. It's all the European Parliament, which is a dictatorship. His admission came as Brian Cohen, the Irish Prime Minister, was set to announce the October 2nd as the date when Ireland holds its second referendum on the document. That's right. Of course, here we just have electronic voting machines since they killed Kennedy in 63. That's when Voter News Services took over and they started feeding the ballots into computers for tabulation. It didn't matter what exit polls showed anymore. You know, here it didn't matter if we vote that stuff down. It's just they don't even care, you know. It's like, because we're known as the idiots of the world. We're known as, well, in the pimp game, as the bitch hoes, to use the term, who will put up with anything. The treaty, which proposes the first time president of the European Council, is highly contentious and was rejected by the Irish in a referendum of June of last year. But current opinion polls suggest the Irish will vote yes this time. Yeah, more fake polls, more baloney, more mass psychology. We'll be right back.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. Ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
We have just received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement for all GCN listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands. The number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Continuing to the news here. AP report, National Guard to seek volunteers for the border. Rick Perry's done this. George Bush did this. They constantly every year do a stunt where they take a rotation of guard. 1,500 is what they've done the last three or four times I've seen them do this. And they take them. And they stick them down on the border, usually about 20 miles off the border, and they have them run checkpoints on the highway searching people's cars, and the troops aren't allowed to have any bullets in their M16s, And the Mexican troops shoot at them and chase them off. That's been in the news. And so basically, it's a drill taking our troops down there to teach them how to turn tail and run and show the white flag. Or like a white-tailed deer running away, throwing up their white tail. I mean, that's basically about what goes on. So that'll be another stunt for Obama. More deception, more lies. This whole climate change bill allows the federal government, if it passes the Senate, under international treaties, to do whatever they want. It's a blank check. To home inspections, regulate power plants, gasoline, oil, plastic, your homes, businesses, factories, everything. It's a blank check. Anything that puts off carbon. And it'll tell you what type of windows to use in your house, what type of construction, what type of architecture, what type of lighting. Well, here is the Associated Press again. White House announces new lighting standards, and they say that the White House is going to pass efficiency standards for lamps and light bulbs. And it goes on and on. In fact, let me just read part of this article. Aiming to keep the focus on climate change legislation, which is a total fraud. There is no unnatural climate change. It's unless you're talking about all the terraforming they're doing and their secret projects that nobody will talk about. President Barack Obama put a plug in for the administration's efforts to make lamps and lighting equipment use less energy. But again, sounds reasonable, but it sets the precedent for the federal government to tell you what to do, how to live, what type of washer and dryer you can have, what type of dishwasher you can have, what type of light bulbs you can have, what type of windows you can have, what type of insulation you can have, what type of car you can have. It's total control. It sets that precedent. What type of toilet you can have. I know light bulbs may not seem sexy. Well, no, actually, those mercury-based light bulbs you've made the light bulb companies adopt, they're phasing out all the nice phosphorescence and going to the green headache light bulbs. You have to call a toxic waste removal company if one breaks in your house. I mean, it's totally deadly. And all the studies show it's deadly. But they don't care. All they care about is setting the precedents and make you submit to what they say and do. It's like when the government 20 years ago made all the states put MBTE, deadly gas additive that deforms fish and frogs and toads and hurts humans and absolutely causes cancer in all water supplies now. Because for 20 years they put it in the fuel. Now they've taken it out. Some company comes and lobbies, chemical company, says make them put MBTE in the gas, and they do it. They make close to $1 trillion over 20 years. Hey, good business. I know light bulbs may not be sexy, but this simple action holds enormous promise because 7% of all the energy consumed in America is used to light our homes and businesses. The president said, standing alongside Energy Secretary Stephen Chu at the White House, Obama said the new efficiency standards he was announcing, see, he's announcing, he's the dictator, the decider, for lamps would result in substantial savings between 2012 and 2042, saving consumers up to $4 billion annually. Oh, yes. Conserving enough energy to power every U.S. home for 10 months, reducing emissions equal to the amount produced by 166 million cars a year, and limiting the need for as many as 14 coal-powered plants. So see, the message here is we got to have less. Development is bad. And then I've got the Royal Commission on Population. I have the State Department Memorandum 200, where they all say they're going to shut the power off and the food supply off and tax you at such a high rate you can't afford to have any children. And so this is all about it. It's eugenics. They're turning the power off. They get you under their control in an industrialized society, do everything they can to get you addicted to industry, and then they start seizing the industry and shutting it down. That's what Maurice Strong says they're going to do, so you can't have children. And that's a quote from him. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have that, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries. So we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
And you know why she can't talk, can't speak? Because all she does is watch television and pop culture from the time she was in diapers. And that's what the American people have turned into. And they are the army that the New World Order is going to use to take over the planet. And, of course, the question was, why can't the majority of Americans find Iraq on a map? And you found out why. She said, we need to help them, such as, and South Africa, learning, help them. Because she has this image of, she's the God person, she's the American, she's a genius. Everybody else are knuckle-dragging idiots when she is the knuckle-dragging idiot. that I bet she knows all about Paris Hilton. I bet she knows all about Twitter. I bet she knows all about how to apply lipstick properly. And she'll have kids with some rich guy, and the kids will be on Prozac and Ritalin and, you know, end up having some horrible future. Because she's one of the more well-to-do women. Most of the young girls growing up see her as an idol, as an icon. They're going to end up basically being hookers in the world sex industry. You know, that's the big growth industry. That's what the largest portion of American girls become now is whores. From land of the free and home of the brave to land of the dumbed down prostitutes, the slaves. And if we admit how far our nation has fallen, if we admit how we've been conned and screwed and lied to, and if we admit we don't know how the world works and we're ignorant, then we can set about improving ourselves, myself included. But if we don't, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse in this managed economy. And the dumbed down mass are going to be used as a weapon against the middle class and property owners and business owners and people that aren't dumbed down and people that have made something of themselves. Because the establishment is hiring millions of these dumbed-down ne'er-do-wells every year who are on little petty power trips and turning them loose against the general public. And they're converting the entire economy into a giant police state control grid. That's how this system works. We have fallen a long way, so I'll get more into that coming up. But dealing with White House announces new lighting standards for not just the type of light bulbs you can have, but now the type of power. This is federal zoning that can go into the lamp. What type of lamp you can have itself, where you don't have a choice. You've got to use the light bulbs they prescribe. And then, of course, the federal standards will only be with a certain global company that puts out a certain type of light bulb, because only that one type of light bulb will fit the certain socket, and then there'll be a patent on that socket. This is all about an organized economy where everything is controlled. Everything is vertically integrated, where the resources are artificially reduced until you can't survive, you can't live. That's why they want the illegal aliens here. That's why the illegal aliens are above the law. Because you can't run them off. They got to break the bank, bankrupt the states with welfare. They've got to break the middle class by lowering the wages, where if you're in the system paying taxes, you can't survive. The globalists can create all the fiat currency they want to fund their government operation. They tax you to control you. So do they say, oh, we've got great new light bulbs, or open up innovation and just have people adopt systems that do save energy? No. It's about making you adopt systems that they control. By the way, every day I see news articles like this one that was from Yahoo News. The cover charge at the club, an RFID implant. It works for Fido, so why not for you? That's the line that Tommy Thompson, when he traveled to high schools across the country, telling kids, middle schools and high schools, they needed to take implantable chips to be safe. And then now they have national studies saying what's the number one fear of children? That they'll be kidnapped, even though they're thousands of times more likely to be hit by a car or drowned. But see, the teachers and the feds all scare them and tell them, you got to take chips. The same RFID implants used to identify lost pets are now being adapted for use on you and me, and not how one might have originally expected. As with all pioneering technologies, it's leisure pursuits that are getting the first stab at the tech. And yes, if you read the Army's own report from 68, declassified in 2000, picked up by the Federation of American Scientists, in my book, Descent into Tyranny, 2002, as you can go to the Army's own sites and read this, they say that the entire population by 2025 will have implantable tracker chips with radio identification devices. This is in the 60s. They charted our future. And that they would do it by having the elderly have them who were senile was the term they used. They hadn't yet put all the heavy metals in our food, so you'd get Alzheimer's when you're 20, as large part of the population now is. They go, oh, that's normal. Oh, look at these CAT scans. Their brains are full of mercury, lead, and aluminum. Doesn't matter. Have more. You know, they cut the hair care products, the deodorants, the foods filled with it. Oh, it's good. The eugenicist. And now the public's like, Miss South Carolina, let's play a fluoride head, a brain filled with heavy metals. Also in living her life in front of a TV set, never even thinking about that she's on a planet or how the world operates or where power comes from or where food comes from or where shelter comes from, just ditzily, dingily going through life like it's all a big shopping mall.
Why do you think this is? I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Good job. We've devastated her mind. By the way, the feds have federal standards for testing. We've had the former head of policy, Department of Education on, Charlotte Iserby. She produced a book the size of the Dallas phone book that we sell at Infowars.com. About half of it is documents, actual government documents, that the federal testing is to gauge how much they've dumbed you down. That's why they always increase the funding when the test scores drop. And then the population gets even stupider. It's designed to dumb you down. It's all, and that's why all the public knows is greed and envy, and that they want your house and your car, and that the government's going to give them a job to come take it. That's all they know. They're like pig demons out there running around, rooting around for truffles. But the truffles are your life, your money, your dreams. Giant herds of hogs just snuffling and gruffling and digging around mindlessly and squealing. It's like a dangerous stampede of elephants on PCP or something running us off the edge of a cliff, being driven by their masters, the ringwraiths. And so it goes into how to get into the best topless bars, to get into the best clubs where all the trendies go. And what these clubs do is they go hire petty celebrities to come there and be there on the weekends and stand up on top stages. And just everybody wants to go and then feel big and feel important, just like cockatoos will fight to the death sometimes to see which one gets to sit the highest up in the tree. You know, I've been in some of the hottest clubs in the country the few times I'm out in California or Las Vegas and get invited by people there, and they'll sit there with bouncers taking you level after level up to the, you know, highest stage in the bar, and everyone's just looking at you up there with the celebrities like you're on Mount Olympus. And all I can think is, how in the world did I get here? I want to get out of here. I wish I was out on a bass boat somewhere looking into the beautiful green-blue water and watching fish and minnows race around on the bottom and, you know, watch a group of deer come out and drink at sunset or at dawn. I'm thinking, this is hell. Take me to the Caribbean. I want to skin dive down 30 feet. You know, the secret to skin diving is when you go down below about 20 feet, it pressurizes your lungs and forces masses of oxygen out of your lungs. See, you have all these little airbags in your lungs, little tiny airbags. And so when you bring air in, it usually takes 4 or 5 breaths to cycle in the air and out the air. When you take a big breath, though, and go down below 20 feet, it pressurizes your lungs and then forces all that air out into your bloodstream and also pressurizes the blood somehow to where you get super oxygenated. You're like boosted. You can just make yourself go down to about 30 feet. It's like, whoa, they can spend a minute or so down there. It's unbelievable. But you got to get yourself psyched up to get past the mental tick almost or reflex to want to have air. I'm dreaming about being on the ocean floor with no tanks. Side issue. The point here is, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm in hell with the beating music and all these, you know, gorgeous women, you know, number 10s all around you. The few times I've been drug out to clubs by celebrity friends, and the music's beating, the lights are flashing, and these things are all set up the same where they lead the VIPs up to the higher levels. But, you know, that's VIPs that are actually just out wanting to have a few drinks. They have these petty celebrities that go to these other clubs, and then the local trendies will do anything to get into them to feel like they're celebrities, so they will be injected with chips. And that's what the Pentagon said in 68. They said, for security reasons, we can make government people take chips, military take chips. We can have the senile take chips, prisoners take chips, and we'll make it about security for wealthy people and trendiness, VIP. See, they make it trendy. They can make, I guarantee if they had big stars get up on TV for a year or two and say slitting your throat is wonderful, that you would see young people slitting their throats because that's the cool thing to do, literally. I mean, the feds did death education starting nationwide in the early 90s, where they put kids in mock coffins and teach them how to die and roll them up in blankets and tell them, don't commit suicide. This is what it's like. Don't take, you know, all these pills. Did you know you could take normal pills and kill yourself? And the kids go home and do it. Kind of like the DARE program increased drug use. That was proven in studies, because they go, this is marijuana. This is how you smoke it. Makes you feel really good. Don't do it. This is cocaine. This is speed. This is the type of place you buy it. Everybody I talked to says they were sitting there in class going, well, I remember sex education in the eighth grade. And I remember sitting there looking at the girls next to me going, And the girls looking over me, And then just immediately we all went out on dates and had sex. Eighth and ninth grade. I mean, that's how it works. And they know that. They're not stupid. In this death education, they teach people, yeah, you can even take your shoelaces and go in a bathroom stall and tie it around the edge of the door and hang yourself. And the little girls go and kill themselves 5 minutes later. You know, don't hang yourself when you're depressed. And they think, oh, they go hang themselves. Almost no suicide. Now it's prolific. It's all eugenics, teaching you how to kill yourselves. That's why they promote homosexuality, because they don't want you having kids. Go to the cover page, at least last week, of Planned Parenthood. It's all about same-sex marriage. And I'm not attacking people that are doing their same-sex marriage or people that are gay or whatever. I don't hate you. I'm not out to get you. I don't even particularly care. The issue is that you are the eugenics apple of their eye. They like what you're doing, and they want you to then go out and attack heterosexuals and persecute us and use CPS to grab people's kids to then supply you with adopted children. That's what I don't like about you. I don't like that your culture doesn't produce children, so you got to come rob ours. So you're like, oh, let me have my rights. I just want to do what I want in my own bedroom. Go ahead. I'm not obsessed with that. I'm not hung up with that like all the fake Republican leaders who are all constantly caught in bathrooms or trying to bugger children. I'm not obsessed and hung up on it. But I do know that almost every family court judge I've studied in the country that sees his kids is a lesbian or a gay man, and they feed the kids to the child protection system that are then given to gay and lesbian families. And I'm telling you, your headhunting of children is bad news and very, very wicked. And I you know what? You're committing a crime, and you need to face up to the fact that you don't reproduce, so decide that you're not going to have children. Or if you're going to go out and get somebody to donate sperm to you, then more power to you. But don't sit there and kidnap kids all day. What you're doing is wrong. It needs to be talked about. But anyway, side issue. You know, you give up on reproduction, which is what the whole point of the species is to forward the species. People say, well, you know, that's primitive mind, and that's what we are. It's what we do. We are what we are. It is what it is. Comprende? I've already digressed. Specifically, one beach-oriented Barcelona nightclub, the Baja Club, they got one in Florida too, is using the implants to free customers from burdens. Oh, it frees you to have a tracking chip of having to carry their purses and wallets. Makes sense. When you're spending the day in a bikini and flip-flops, where do you keep your ID? See, don't think about anything. Just enjoy yourself. Drink the tap water. Take the inoculation. Just enjoy yourselves. Don't think about anything. Take the chip. It frees you. You get to get into the top area of the club with the wink-wink bimbos. Instead, the bouncer just scans your arm with an RFID reader, and you're in. And since you can't carry a credit card or cash either, the implants do double duty. And it goes in to how great it is. See, constantly pushing how you got to have it. And then we say, by the way, we don't want the government to make us take chips. They go, you insane schizophrenic. There's no plan to make anybody take chips. Yeah, they've just already implanted most of the special forces.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes, they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from?
You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
play this clip from the Today Show from back in late May, and I've got Fox and CNN and CNBC and BBC, but I'm just going to play one of them. Because every time I get up on the radio and I read mainstream news articles where the government says they're preparing to forcibly inoculate the people of the United States, the UK, Canada, Europe, coming up in the fall. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to do it, but they've implemented level 6. Now, I told you this back in April. Now it's public. But since then, they've been getting everybody ready in the last month for forced inoculations and even using the term martial law on Fox and CNN. Now, this is total hype. I mean, this flu has killed less than 50 people. Regular flu kills 37,000 a year. Now, I think that's an exaggerated number. They kind of use that as a cover for a lot of old people that just die of being old. But the point is, this flu is nothing unless they're going to release something else that's a mutation of it that they're going to claim was naturally occurring. We know this flu is engineered. We know they're really gearing up for a martial law takeover using a flu outbreak, a pandemic, as the cover. And they've engaged level 6, which means forced quarantine, forced inoculations, martial law. I've read the executive order on air day after day. In fact, here is the executive order. I had it in my stack. I'll find it in a minute. It's 13,300 and something. The point is, here is mainstream television, what, the Today Show? Where they're saying the same thing. Here it is.
That the Obama administration is considering implementing a new fall vaccination program against the flu, a plan that would require Americans to get not one, not two, but three flu shots. Dr. Nancy Snyderman is NBC's chief medical editor. Nancy, good morning.
Hi, Meredith.
Unprecedented this is. How would this work?
Well, here's the idea. On the first Saturday when we knew swine flu was an issue, the Centers for Disease Control held a conference, and we were already talking, with those of us who listened in, about how you're going to ramp up manufacturing this new vaccine on top of the old vaccine.
It takes a lot of time.
Right.
About 5 months or so.
And the decision was made, if we're going to get the normal flu vaccine to the general public in the fall, to hold it up while we figure out the swine flu was perhaps going to put the entire population at risk. So at that moment, the decision was made, we would go into normal flu production for the normal vaccine, like it is. For seasonal flu. Figure out what the swine flu really is, and then perhaps tag team a second vaccine on top of it.
Okay, so that's why they didn't combine them into one shot, but why two additional shots for swine flu?
For the normal seasonal flu that you and I talk about every year, there's a herd immunity to some extent. So
that's enough.
One shot.
Now, they call us a herd, the herd immunity, and it just goes on. But see how they slip that in? You will be required. You will have to. The executive order is 13,375. 13,375. And their continuity of government martial law takeover grid needs an excuse. And in the fall, you're going to have the new Bank of the World being openly set up, taking over the U.S. That bill's introduced. All the other legislation going through. You won't care as long as they're fear-mongering if they go ahead and legalize all the illegals and everything else, because they're going to be fear-mongering using this as a smokescreen. It'll make the Michael Jackson distraction and diversion pale in significance. So there you have it. We're going to come back, hit some other news, and we got a climatologist coming on to talk about what's really going on with so-called man-made global warming. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv 8 after when we start the next segment. So stay with us for that. But we're just going through life like we're in some type of daze. There are real serious environmental crises going on. There are thousands of genetic engineering firms that are open-air testing pharmacological cross-species crops, crops that have human DNA, animal DNA, insect DNA. Some of these crops have over 100 different organisms in them, which causes DNA, bleeding, mutations each generation. It gives rise to superviruses, superbacteria. We're already seeing bizarre forms of fungus that has never been recorded to eat living flesh, is now eating living flesh. It's wiping out whole bat colonies, white-nosed bat. The bats are being killed by the white-nose syndrome. There is just all sorts of insane stuff going on. There are genetically modified corn plants and wheat plants and canola jumping into oak trees. I mean, this is in the news. It's wiping the bees out, confirmed. German, British, Dutch, Russian studies, Chinese studies on honeybees. The unifying factor is the honeybees have the BT corn pesticide in their tummies because they genetically engineer the crop, the corn, to have its pollination have a live pesticide in it that's produced by a fungus. Now, they argue, well, this fungus is already occurring in plants. Yes, at about 1,000 times less that strength. See, that's only one little point I'm making. It's thousands of these I know about. I mean, you environmentalists want to freak out about something? Genetic engineering. But see, that's something legitimate. If you heard some call for governmental control and hearings and, you know, serious controls on genetic engineering. But see, the elites are all 80, 90 years old. They don't want to die, so they're just do whatever you got to. You know, grow livers inside cows for humans. Grow humanoids inside the uterus of cows. Take the clones, put them in the cow so you can, you know, grow the child up larger so I can get a proper sized liver. Remember 10 years ago, BBC, how they were growing human embryos in cows. And you know, that's just the stuff they admit. Can you imagine what's off record? All of this going on, all of this threatening the environment, all of this threatening our planet, all of this violating the very fabric of the genetic code of the planet. They're not going to do anything about it. They're going to put a tax on carbon dioxide that plants breathe. It is the sickest, most degenerate joke you can imagine. Because the elites are racing to not die. And the scientists, the mad scientists, are saying, let us do any scientific test, anything we want to do, and we'll be able to get you the life extension. Then we'll be able to extend it out another 30, 40 years, and by then, we'll be able to keep you alive indefinitely. And they're openly bragging about this in government white papers we've sourced and covered and gone over in my film Endgame. But how are they going to keep the general public from having access to all of this? Neo-feudalism, the environmental cult religion, the carbon tax. And it is now here upon us. It is now happening. And you better grow up, folks, and stop caring about Paris Hilton and Michael Jackson and start realizing just how serious This really is. We'll be right back with our guest on the other side of this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, doing the best I can to wake up the people to this incredible takeover of the neo-feudalists, technocrats.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
And the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are simulcasting the syndicated radio transmission at prisonplanet.tv today. Thank you so much for joining us. And we are now 8 minutes into the second hour today. Dr. Tim Ball is a climatologist, PhD, retired university professor, and global warming skeptic. He heads the Natural Resources Stewardship Project and is the former head of Friends of Science, a nonprofit organization of those who are skeptical of human caused global warming. And Dr. Ball, I would just add for all of the viewers out there, can speak to the fact that 37,000 scientists wrote a letter to the Congress and they signed a petition saying man-made global warming is an absolute fraud. And to that, Al Gore, being questioned a month ago, said, Oh, and I'm sure that they believe we didn't land on the moon either. These are conspiracy theorists. Well, you're not a scientist, Al Gore. You're a con artist that owns the major carbon trading company. You also own a controlling share in Occidental Petroleum. You're an oil man. You're a hypocrite. The big energy companies are behind this as well. This is a way to rape the people, put us into neo-feudalism, and control the resources. This is a vertical integration of society. To say that man-made global warming is real is to say that Al Gore invented the Internet. I mean, that arrogant person in the early 90s said he invented the Internet, which in no literature anywhere. It's well known that DARPA and also some British scientists, I mean, they're credited in the encyclopedia for inventing the Internet in the 60s. My father was at UT in the 60s when they were, he knew some of the research departments that were, you know, talking about the Internet before it had that name. Computerized data transfer systems over phone lines in case of nuclear war. I mean, this is like saying Al Gore discovered that the Earth is round and not Copernicus. It's like saying Al Gore discovered dynamite and not Nobel. It is just, he is a con artist of the highest order, and the science of the, we've probably interviewed over 100 climatologists, physicists here on air. The fact is the vast majority say it's a total fraud. Only research scientists who are on government or environmental group, land-grabbing group payroll come out and say it's real. And they've been caught, mainstream news, fixing the buoy data, lying and saying that buoys and weather stations showed record heat in Siberia or record heat in Africa. Turned out we've had record cold. But school kids are now being taught that seasons are unnatural even. So this is very, and that Al Gore says we need to terraform the planet because now they're not saying global warming anymore because that's been proven to be a fraud. Then it was climate change, but people go, well, wait, climate change is a normal cycle. Now the PR firms have come out in the New York Times and said the White House has ordered everybody to say deteriorating atmosphere. Now they actually brought some truth out. And we're going to go to the professor. Because according to climatologists we've interviewed, the Earth is in a very low carbon dioxide oxygen level, according to the different bog samples they've gotten from hundreds of thousands of years ago, ice core samples, and that plants and animals like higher carbon dioxide and oxygen. But that's biologists we've had on that subject. Dr. Tim Ball, climatologist, joins us. Just an amazing researcher, and we're honored to have him for the next 40, 45 minutes. Thank you for coming on, sir.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. And by the way, Alex, they've switched also, and I call it moving the goalposts, as you said, global warming, when they discovered that the temperatures were going down, but the CO2 was still going up. So that they switched then to climate change. Then when we started to explain to the public that, look, the climate change is naturally all the time and much, much more than they understand. And then they switched again, as you said, the politicians came up with that term. But they're also using terms like climate chaos and climate catastrophe. And of course, you've got to keep the scare factor up, the fear factor up, to bamboozle people and push your agenda. So, it's really disturbing what's going on.
Well, sir, break down the basics for people of what's really going on. The fact that the majority of scientists that I've seen, the UN's got 2,000 scientists, a bunch of them came out and said we didn't even agree to their theory. They just put our names on this. You guys have 37,000 and growing. And then this blanket lie of man-made climate change is real, and anybody that questions it is a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, well, of course, once you start to get to the name-calling, ad hominem, as is said in Latin, then you know that you're losing the argument. But just to put this whole thing in perspective, you have to think about, Alex, why the focus on CO2? It's such a small part of the total atmospheric system and mechanisms. In fact, it's a very small part of the greenhouse gases. It's less than 4%. And it's very interesting, the EPA with their latest exchanges where they're going to make CO2 a toxic substance and methane and so on, they don't even mention the most important greenhouse gas, which is water vapor. It's 95% of the greenhouse gases by volume. So you really have to ask your question, why the CO2? In my whole career, I've gone through this. And by the way, the numbers, they come out with, the consensus is, and the, as you mentioned, the 2,500 with the IPCC, and now the 37,000 with the Oregon petition and so on. But consensus is not a scientific fact. And so I'm a bit leery about those numbers. You really need to look at why the focus on CO2 and what's going on here. And the answer, when you dig deep, goes back to a gentleman by the name of Morris Strong. Now, he's currently in China, and I understand he's moved there to escape charges by the U.S. government of his involvement with Kofi Annan and their sons in the food for oil in Iraq situation. But he is he's set up there to sell carbon credits out of China, and just like Al Gore profiting from it, and also with George Soros to build very, very cheap small cars to import to the U.S. But Maurice Strong, about 30 years ago, said the problem for the planet are the industrialized nations, and isn't it our responsibility to get rid of them? Now, I'm not going to say that industry hasn't created some small problems, no question, but the vast majority of what they've done has been for the betterment of human beings and so on. And but you need to think about how would you go about destroying the industrialized nations? Now, if you think about those industrialized nations like the engine in a car, because that's a very good analogy for them, we're a carbon-based society, then you can stop the engine by squeezing the fuel line. But if you do that immediately, people will scream. You saw this recently with the increase in gasoline prices, and everybody's immediately mad. But if you can show that the byproduct of those industrialized nations is destroying the planet, then you can effectively shut down those industrialized nations. That's why CO2, the byproduct of burning the fossil fuels, became the focus. And then Strong, when he was asked by Elaine Doerr in a book called Cloak of Green, she said, well, why didn't you run in politics? And he said, you can't do anything as a politician. I went to the UN where I could get all the money I wanted with no accountability whatsoever. And he set up the United Nations Environment Program. That became the foundation for it. United Nations Environment Program defined climate change as human-caused climate change. And then he set up the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which was to do the scientific investigation of it. And as you pointed out, they list 2,500 people, but less than 500 of them are actually scientists. And I've served on a lot of commissions and inquiries, and one of the things that I learned, Alex, is that commissions of inquiry are wonderful things for politicians because it allows them to defer the heat. So if an issue comes up and says, oh, we need a commission of inquiry. Okay, we'll have a commission of inquiry. Then the media can go to the politicians and say, well, sorry, we can't comment till we get the report. We don't know. We're looking at it. By the time the report comes in, of course, the issue has become not that critical. The media have moved on to other things and so on, so it defers. But they also control the output of these commission reports. And as I said, I've experienced this firsthand by the terms of reference that they write. Now, just to put that in a U.S. perspective, you think about the Warren Commission into the Kennedy assassination. And several times they asked Judge Warren, well, why didn't you look at this? And his response quite often was, well, it wasn't in my terms of reference. And so that's how they control the output. And so this is what Maurice Strong did when he set up the IPCC. He wrote the terms of reference. One of the first terms of reference is that the climate change definition is that you only look at human causes of climate change. And then the second thing that they did was they wrote it so that you do the science report or the technical report, as it's called. That's then set aside. And then you write the summary for policymakers, which is done by bureaucrats and politicians. And the summary for policymakers is released before the science report is released. And in 2007, it was done in April, and the science report came out in November. But the summary then goes to the people that wrote the science report and says, make sure your science report agrees with what we've written in the summary. So this is like an executive of a company saying to the employees, look, I've written a summary. I want you to write a report that confirms my summary.
Yeah, it's totally rigged, and they cynically know all this. It's about eugenics, and you read a quote. I'm actually doing research on Maurice Strong right now for a film. I was reading that quote last night, and I even went and found the videos of him saying we've got to have a law for a license, not even one child. The eugenicists will decide if you have any children. They've seized our entire economy.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 30th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $942.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $969.20, $484.60 for a half ounce, or $242.30 for the quarter ounce. That's $969.20, $484.60, and $242.30.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Just Gone, 93.7 KLBJ with Charlie Hodge for 4 minutes. I do a Freedom Nugget on there during the break, and he told me this breaking news, and I actually heard this driving in on 590 briefly this morning. I wasn't really paying attention. It was something about panhandlers begging for money for the police. And, yeah, they throw them back in jail on their parole, and so there's this aggressive halfway house group. That's why they have them handing out the slips of paper and really getting in your face. It's to go give it to the government. They're actual slaves. I mean, there's no end to the evil. Now, imagine the diabolical nature of the scam. Maury Strong, back in the 70s and 80s, got a lot of criticism for saying you should have to have a license to have children. And they put it in Hollywood movies and culture. And then all the yuppies say, well, of course, there's too many people. Yeah, but they mean you, too. And so Planned Parenthood, eugenics. Maury Strong, of course, is a front for the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation. That's on record. I even have video clips. If we have time, I'll play some clips of him talking about, I got in trouble for saying you should have a license to have children, but it needs to be forced. And State Department Memorandum 200 is on record saying they wanted to force people not to have kids, and how to use war and famine and to get countries in so much debt that all the government spending goes to debt instead of the people. And so societies collapse. We're talking to climatologist Dr. Tim Ball. And you know, last time we had him on, he got into the science of how global warming wasn't man-made and is natural. It's actually a good thing, but unfortunately we're going into a cooling cycle with the ice caps of Mars getting bigger and some of the moons of Jupiter and Saturn refreezing that had become liquid. They were liquid methane, now they're freezing. Notice he's just talking about what the overall agenda is. And I think that's the way to counter these people. Instead of arguing with people that say they invented the internet and things, it's better just to show they're a pack of criminals trying to vertically integrate the economy and carry out eugenics. But I think that's the direction you were going, Dr. Ball.
Yes, and I think that one of the things that they very cleverly done, and as you know, Alex, you can win any argument by just distracting from the wider picture by focusing on one small point, and the focusing on CO2 to the distraction of the much wider issues is really how they've perpetuated this. And of course, then anybody that dared to stand up and question it is immediately attacked. Oh, climate skeptic. Well, I was called that years ago. I'm proud of that. All scientists should be skeptics.
They're trying to make it a hate crime in Europe.
Oh, I'm sure.
Akin to denying the Holocaust.
Oh, yeah, and James Hansen, the head of NASA GIS, who just was arrested for protesting at a coal plant as a civil servant, which makes you wonder what's going on, but he's made statements like we should be in jail. And we've had David Suzuki up here in Canada saying the same thing, that people should be in jail.
He also says humans are maggots that basically need to be exterminated.
Yeah, well, and one of the things that when you look at the whole environmental movement, and by the way, we needed to become more aware of our environment.
It's a bunch of gibbering control freaks who get off on pressing on the nerve of power. They've hijacked legitimate concerns against pollution and things like that.
Exactly, and now one of the ways that it's coming back on them a little bit, Alex, is that I dealt with my whole career with extremism and wondered what its purpose was, and I finally realized that it's the extremists that define the limits for the majority. I'll give you an example. Feminism, it was very necessary changes, and still a lot of changes needed, but the majority of women were saying, well, how far do we go with this? Then the extremists started doing silly things, and the majority said, oh, no, now we're losing more than we're gaining. Well, the same things happened with the environmental. It got hijacked by the extremists in Greenpeace and Sierra Club and Kennedy and all of these other people, and now they're reaching the point where they're just being completely illogical, and so the majority of people are starting to say, well, hang on a minute.
Well, wait, it's not illogical if you want to kill the majority of the planet. I mean, they've admitted in studies that if they put in these carbon cuts, it would kill half the third world.
Oh, well, sure, and so we saw that with the biofuels. I mean, the switch to the biofuels, and what did that do to food supply around the world and people dying?
Yeah, well, it's crazy like a fox.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And by the way, and I've written articles about this, Alex, that there is a very deep-seated anti-humanity underlying the environmental movement. You know, and it's sort of, if we could just get rid of all the people on the planet, it would be a great place to live.
Well, do you know what, Dr. Ball, stay there. Long segment coming up. This was a short segment. I want you to go over that, how you think we beat them. What do we do about this gargantuan climate bill that creates these commissars that are over all areas of the economy over 30 agencies who just do whatever regulations they want. Look, if humans are so bad, Suzuki, you little twit, you control freak, you fake intellectual, kill yourself. Stop saying kill African babies, punk. Man, you make me sick. Maury Strong, hey, go jump off a cliff, you little effeminate twerp. Be right back. Stay with us, Dr. Ball.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded.
We're talking to climatologist Dr. Tim Ball, and he's done a lot of great work warning people, getting the word out. Going to ask him in a moment some of the best ways to find some of his writings, the materials he's put out. We really appreciate him taking time out to talk to us today. Sir, you've read their own writings. You know what they're doing. They brag about it, then they tell the public it's about humanity and our children and jobs, jobs, jobs. That was what they said over and over again as they passed the climate takeover bill. It's not just about eugenics, though. It's like a total Soviet society where everything's micromanaged, and we have these big global corporations who love it because they're monopoly capitalists. They know the biggest profits are made out of controlled partnerships with government. And you say people are waking up, and they are waking up. So they go from global warming to climate change to deteriorating atmosphere to carbon poison. I've seen dozens of video games, dozens, free on the Nickelodeon website and other places for kids where carbon monsters try to kill kids and the kids practice killing the carbon monsters. They teach it's an absolute fact. It's toxic waste. It will kill you. You can tell the general public the scientific name of water, and they will panic, most of them, and say, ban it. If you go out and talk to a crowd of people, that happens. So you've got the floor. Break down who these people are, how we counter them, where you see this fight going, what you think of the world right now, all across Europe and the United States and Canada, falling to the climate cops, falling to the new green tyranny, the home inspections, the shutting down of the factories, the energy taxes. What in the world are we going to do?
Well, it's the power of the media, the spin doctors, has reached global proportions. And one of the things that's really problematic about it is the great bastion of freedom is the U.S. and the freedom for the individual in the U.S. And it's being destroyed. And what's ironic about it is that China is just ignoring all of what they're doing. Now, China's not going to sign any climate bill. China's, in fact, China are not only holding your debt now, but they're also saying, oh, well, but you're part of Kyoto, you've got to pay us for the damage that you've done. So the country that's holding most of your debt is telling you, you've got to pay them as well. So it's really disturbing on a global scale. I tell people, you know, you hear a lot of anti-Americanism, especially up here in Canada. I say, look, if you think the U.S. is a problem as a superpower, you ain't seen nothing yet. China will be a lot worse because China looks after China, period. And so this is what's happening on a larger scale. It's also, of course, why Mara Strong has moved there. He's got in on the ground floor in what's going on in China. And so that's part of the difficulty. But what they needed was a vehicle. They needed a vehicle to control the public. They needed a vehicle that the public, they knew that most of the public wouldn't understand. And, of course, the environment became the big issue, as we've discussed, an important issue. Everybody realized you got to keep your own home clean. And so people bought into it, they didn't realize that it was a Trojan horse that these people were using to infiltrate. And, of course, then within that, the more strong focus on CO2 and controlling of the energy. Because, you see, I mentioned about the engine. You can shut the engine down by squeezing the fuel line. You can also stop the engine by plugging the exhaust. And, of course, that's what they're doing with pointing the finger at CO2. But one of the other problems is that the science that where we need to focus is on the CO2. Say, okay, you brought us down to that. Let's look at what the arguments are, the scientific arguments. Now, the hypothesis, and scientists work by hypothesis. They say, well, if this could happen, those ifs are assumptions. So, for example, Einstein's theory of relativity assumes that nothing can go faster than the speed of light. Well, if you find something going faster than the speed of light, then the formula E equals mc squared essentially becomes redundant because it's only as valid as the assumption on which it's built. The fundamental assumption in the IPCC hypothesis, which, of course, Strong was the architect of, was that human CO2 or CO2 is a greenhouse gas. That is, it traps heat. It's going to increase in amount because humans are producing more of it, and that as CO2 goes up, the temperature will rise. Those were the assumptions. Well, first of all, the most fundamental one, that with CO2 increase, the temperature will rise. There's no evidence anywhere in any record of any duration for any time period in the history of the Earth in which CO2 increase precedes temperature change. In every record, it's exactly the opposite. And the most famous one, Alex, is the ice core record, which they came out with and said, oh, look, there it is, the temperature going up and down over a 400,000-year record, and there's the CO2 going up and down. And the scientists, the British and the French scientists, Jowzel at the time, I remember when this came out in the 80s, said, look, don't rush to judgment on this. But, of course, they rushed to judgment. Here it is. There's the proof. We now know that temperature change precedes CO2. So CO2 is not driving temperature at all, let alone the human portion of it.
So for those that don't know, Doctor, let's be specific.
Yep.
Major universities, hundreds of firms,
yep.
It's all on record. They go out and test the ice core samples going back hundreds of thousands of years,
yep.
And it all fits the what we saw in the start of the Bronze Age, 9,000
yep.
years ago. It all shows that warming period, 1,500 years ago in Europe, when
yep.
when there was the big the vineyards everywhere that aren't there now in Northern Europe and in
yep.
England, that the CO2 follows after a temperature increases. Then there's obviously more life. Things melt. More CO2 gets released because of water vapor. A lot of different reasons. You're the climatologist. You can explain
yeah.
it.
But
what Al Gore did is he moved it. He cheated. And because they're very close on the graph, but it comes after, he moved it to coincide. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, one of the things that was not very widely publicized was that a week before he got his Nobel Prize, and I thought the Oscar was appropriate because it was from the land of make-believe, but the Nobel Prize, the Nobel Prize is a different issue. But the week before he got it, a parent in England took the movie to court and said, look, my son's been forced to watch this four times. There are major scientific errors in it. And I want, if they're going to show it, I want a warning, a government warning against what's wrong with this movie. The judge ruled that the movie was propaganda. Actually, he didn't use that term specifically, but he said it's politically biased. And he said there are nine major errors, and the one you just mentioned is one of them, the shifting of the curves to coincide. Now, that was a week before he got the Nobel Prize. Now, you could say, okay, well, the Nobel Committee couldn't have time to see that judgment and so on, but the rulings the judge made were already in the literature, so the Nobel Prize Committee didn't do their homework. They'd already decided that they were going to give it to him, and that was the end of it. So I don't think ever in history has a Nobel Prize been given to somebody whose work has been found criminally wrong, before he got it. It's absolutely amazing.
Well, why don't they just give him a Nobel Prize for inventing the internet? Or how about a Nobel Prize? Hold on. How about a Nobel Prize for Kitty Hawk? Let's just say he did that too. How about a Nobel Prize, instead of Madame Curie for, inventing X-rays?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. But of course, one of the things that we're seeing here, and some people have referred to this, is the big lie. The bigger the lie you tell, the more people will believe it. And of course, it one of the things that's amazing, and you mentioned this at the top of the program, that he's challenging other people, saying they're not qualified and they're flat earthers and blah blah blah. But nobody ever says, well, what qualifications have you got? And this is the amazing thing about how he's been able to survive and get away with what he has. But it's this whole thing about propaganda, and because it's purely propaganda. And so what we got to keep focusing on, and this is we asked about how we deal with this, is start to look at, okay, what is CO2? And by the way, one of the things, Alex, that we talked about extremism, the first thing that's happening is that the politicians generally worldwide, but not the U.S., are realizing that the climate or cap and trade and anything to do with that is going to be harmful to the economy. So they're backing off on it that way. The other thing is that I know from all the politicians I've talked to around the globe, and I had a chance to listen to Vaclav Klaus in New York.
That's the head of the EU, for those that don't know.
Yeah, he's head of the EU and president of Czechoslovakia. But one of the things that these politicians, they've been bullied into silence because when you talk to them off the record, they said, yeah, look, we know what you're saying. We understand that. But it's absolute political suicide to go out there and suggest, because you're immediately, he doesn't care about the planet. He doesn't care about the children, about the future. And they're bullied into silence. And when you look at Exxon, for example, here's a corporation that admittedly spent $16 million on climate research. Well, I wouldn't invest in an oil company, an energy company that wasn't looking at what the climate was going to do and what the demand for their product was going to be. They've said they're not going to put any more money into it. I mean, it's just ludicrous, but they're bullied by these people into silence.
Well, yeah, that was in the New York Times that David Rockefeller, Rex Tillerson, said it was all a fraud, because it is. And Rockefeller showed up at the board meeting and said, I'm going to fire all of you. I still own this company. You're going to go out and say Not only is it real, but you want a global carbon tax. That was in the news. And Rex Tillerson the next week went on TV and said, I was wrong. Man-made global warming's real. And he said, quote, we need a global tax.
Oh, yeah, and of course, the other thing is that the government using the taxpayers' money is as you inferred or directly mentioned, is buying off corporations. I mean, all this idea about green jobs. And one of the things that frustrates me about this, Alex, isn't just that that the U.S. and the policies, the cap and trade and so on, is not scientifically based. I would be more willing to be less cynical and skeptical about it if the ideas and proposals were new, that they were genuinely new, innovative ways. But they're not. These ideas that are in the cap and trade and what the EPA are doing have been tried by other countries and have been a disaster.
Well, let me stop you right there, and then we'll go over this. But you mentioned something earlier, about 10 minutes ago, and for the decade plus, I've been aware of this takeover plan from their own documents, and from what Maurice Strong had said, and Green Cross and Green Shield, and Mikhail Gorbachev and David Rockefeller and the UN openly saying, reduce our numbers down to 500 million. Ever since they started pushing that, I knew that China, India, Mexico, and 160 other third world and developing countries wouldn't have to make the cuts. And it was really a way to deindustrialize the West. But now what you just said is true. Now they're saying, oh, okay, we're going to do retroactive carbon taxing, and we've got to pay $3 billion a year to China, $1 billion a year to Mexico. Calderon's on TV saying, and Obama's saying, yes, we're going to take taxpayer money and give it to you, and then you're going to pay it to the IMF and World Bank, mainly the IMF is the new bank of the world, as your carbon credit. So it, more than just eugenics, that's the overall system. It's a money laundering operation for more international aid, where instead of the money going to the IMF and World Bank, they loan it to dictators or corrupt systems who then keep the money and then hand the resources over to the bankers. This is countries they've already bought off in the third world will now just take the money, keep part of it, and pay the rest right back to David Rockefeller. I mean, this is just, I mean, this is what con artists would come up with if they were just told, think of the most ridiculous out in the open con. So even if you believe carbon dioxide is a deadly poison that kills plants, kills animals, it's like nerve gas. The point is that we're all one planet. If China and India don't make cuts and all our jobs move there, there will be more of this VX nerve gas known as carbon dioxide, almost as deadly as dihydrogen monoxide, also water, that deadly nerve gas, more nerve gas released. Can you explain that to us?
Well, yeah, I mean, one of the things about the Kyoto, and you have to go back again to Maurice Strong, he grew up on a farm in southern Manitoba in Canada, and the family were socialist extreme, almost to the point of communism. And just to give you an idea, Winnipeg, the only city in North America that had a democratically elected communist on the city council. But Maurice Strong's family...
No, he admits it. He's a hardcore piece of filth. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Okay, but... One of the things, of course, that's underlying that is a redistribution of wealth. And we talked about the IPCC, but the Kyoto Accord that came out of, and by the way, this is another of his big operations, was the Rio Conference in 1992, which George Bush the Elder refused to go to, George Herbert Bush refused to go to. But the Kyoto Accord and the carbon credits was a transfer of wealth. It was a socializing of taking the wealth from those people that had worked hard and succeeded and giving it to those that were not working hard, not succeeding. So this was part of this whole strategy. And, of course, again, the vehicle was the CO2. And by the way, the carbon credits is very interesting because that idea originally with the IPCC, they were trying to get the Kyoto through. The U.S., and as you recall this, 95-0, the U.S. Senate voted against it. When Al Gore was the vice president, it was 95-0 against.
When the inventor of the Internet was vice president. Internet,
yeah. And well, he should have got on the Internet and inveigled some more votes. But the Europeans... the Europeans with Strong and Sir John Houghton, who was the head of the UK Met Office and so on, these people trying to get the Americans on board, said, look, what can we do to make this attractive to you? But the U.S. came back and said, look, give us some credit for the carbon we're taking out of the atmosphere. Because one of the things that you don't hear much about, Alex, is that, yeah, we produce about 7.5 gigatons of CO2 a year, but we remove 50% of that through agriculture and forestry.
But I don't like that either. I mean, I've talked to a lot of other climatologists and biologists that have done the studies on plants. Isn't a carbon dioxide rich atmosphere better for overall life cycle, carbon cycle on the planet? And aren't we at a very low point, according to the research?
Oh, yeah. We're at 385 parts per million, which is the lowest level in 600 million years. And one of the things that's interesting that confirms this, Sherwood Itso and his son Craig have done an enormous amount of research on putting plants into enriched CO2 atmospheres, and they found that almost all plants function better at between 1,000 and 1,200 parts per million. In other words, three times what they currently are getting. So you could legitimately argue that plants are malnourished. But what's more important, Alex, is that if you look at the last 300 million years, the average level of CO2 in the atmosphere has been around 1,000 to 1,200 parts per million. And some commercial operations, greenhouses, are taking advantage of that by pumping that level into their greenhouse and getting four times the yield on their plants.
Doctor. It doesn't kill the plants. It's now a toxic nerve gas, the news says. Oh my God, they breathe it? Stay with us.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
He's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in her time.
You know, I've interviewed a lot of climatologists, a lot of scientists, but I got to say, Dr. Ball is the most informed, most on target I've seen. Just absolutely amazing. Dr. Ball, are there any websites people should visit to read all your great writings and research?
Well, there's two that I contribute to on a regular basis. One is CanadaFreePress.com. That's all one word. And if they go to, I just had an article in there on Monday. My articles usually appear on Monday, and they have a columnist archive that they can tap into, and there's about 35 articles on there.
Fantastic.
Then, yeah, the other site that I contribute to, and I have the group I helped set up that you mentioned in the promo, was friendsofscience.org.
Absolutely, friendsofscience.org.
Yeah, that one focuses on the science. The Canada Free Press is a mix of the science and the political implications.
Well, I mean, we've proven the scientific case because it's I mean, really elementary, or at least it seems as a layman compared to a lot of other scientific questions.
Yeah.
I mean, we know plants breathe carbon dioxide, and we know during the break you were mentioning world food supply. Maurice Strong also says, and Kissinger says, shut down world food supply. And that's also part of what this whole greenhouse gas tax is about.
Well, yeah, there's no question about that. And you, as I mentioned earlier, with the biofuels, you see how marginal we are. And one of the things that everybody forgets is that, and I've got a quote that I made up a long time ago, there are no farms in the cities, but there's no cities without farms. And if you ignore the agricultural base, that's the base of any economy. And,
well, instead, they're taking that over with the Animal ID, Premise Society from Australia to Canada, to the U.S. They are SWAT teaming Amish for selling milk, SWAT teaming egg sellers. I mean, they're really squeezing, and these environmental green brigades are just showing, and I'm not bashing folks with ponytails and Birkenstocks, but now they got sidearms, and they're showing up on farms and ranches and going, look, and they're basically communist.
Yeah. Well, organic is all very nice, and there's a niche market for that. But if we went totally organic, you'd have to cut every forest in the world down to grow the amount of food we're currently producing. And I'm trying to think of the guy, Dennis Avery, a wonderful book called Saving the Planet with Plastics and Pesticides. And he's saying, you know, if they really wanted to save these ecologies and environments they're talking about, we should increase the yields on the land we're currently farming. And we could do that very easily. I mean, we look at the increase of corn yields over the last little while. Now, there are some side effects, no question, but we can monitor those and take care of those. But to just shut it all down is certainly not a solution at all, but that gives you ultimate control, I guess.
Well, the problem is the big agribusinesses own their areas, and they don't leave the land fallow. But you drive around the United States and the world, there's farm areas not being used everywhere.
Yep. Well, and that was one of the problems I had with George W. Bush's policies, agricultural policies, where people were buying farms simply to get the government subsidies. It was a better investment than going into the stock market. And that was the fallow land where we were being paid not to grow them. And it's just insanity. And of course they don't want stockpiling of food at all because they lose control that way. But I think the agricultural base is a very important part of this, and that's why we talk about paying people to sequester CO2. Well, the farmers are already doing it. Why aren't they getting a subsidy for the 50% of CO2 they're taking out of the atmosphere?
Well, there's some environmental global warming wackos that think trees are producing CO2, and so they're bad. Do five more minutes with us, Doc, because I want you to finish your thoughts and where you see this going. You seem to think they're losing steam. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three,
In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4. The hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Very, very exciting. We're going to have Dr. Ball in studio coming up in a few weeks here with us. So I'm going to have him down here to discuss some things with us, and also for a eugenics film. I'm making a population control film after the current one I'm making. So definitely very, very important, very, very exciting. Okay, in closing, I've been throwing in my two cents quite a bit here. It seems that they're beginning to stall out. I mean, right as they get victories, right as they pass it in the House and it's going to the Senate, and they may be able even to even do that, they're going to have trouble implementing this, because when Nancy Pelosi and others lie and say it's about jobs, even their own white papers admit this is meant to shut down jobs. So, where do you see their movement going?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. One I mentioned was that the economy has refocused a lot of the politicians, and of course they're getting word from their constituents. And by the way, one thing I rely on, Alex, is there's a huge well of common sense in the ordinary people. They don't. Popeye said it all when he said, "I don't know how she does it, but she does it." So there's that underlying skepticism amongst the people, one of the things that I've noticed is with the cooling that's been going on since 2000, initially they said, oh, well, it's just a one-year anomaly. Now they're saying, well, yeah, it's slight cooling, but it's just going to go back to warming again. And then when they were pushed on it, they said, well, no, but this cooling's due to warming. That was so illogical that even people that don't understand the science were saying, hang on a minute, hold on a minute here. And of course, the fact that the cooling trend will continue, and we'll see it again this winter. We'll see it with the harvest problems across the U.S. and the world that's going on right now. Canada, we're very, very late with our planting, and seeding's down about 27%.
And that's because of that big yellow thing in the sky they say has nothing to do with heat.
Exactly. And by the way, that's another part of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. They don't consider the sun as a factor, because it's not, humans don't have control of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so these sorts of things are making the people start to realize, even though they don't understand, there's a lot of nonsense being sold.
But
here.
I mean, I see them on the news saying the sun has nothing to do with it. That is so asinine on its face. I mean, isn't the sun the main driver of temperature?
Totally. You pick up any meteorology or climate textbook, the very first thing they tell you is the source of energy for the atmosphere is the sun. And then these people proceed to ignore it. The analogy I've used, Alex, is it's like saying my car's not running very well, but I'm not going to look at the engine, which is the sun, and I'm not going to look at the transmission, which is water vapor, the most important greenhouse gas, and I'm going to ignore the differential. I'm going to look at one nut on the right rear wheel, which is CO2. And oh, by the way, I'm only going to look at one thread within that nut, which is the human portion of CO2. That's how I'm going to resolve the problems with my car. It's that incredibly wrong in scientific terms. By the way, just one quick comment, Alex. A lot of people have forgotten that they had a world conference on population in 1994, and guess who was the organizer and keynote speaker? Was our friend Al Gore.
Oh yeah.
So he's been at that game with the population thing for a long time too. But of course, a lot of it grows out of, as we talked off the air, about the Club of Rome, Limits to Growth, and Paul Ehrlich and all of his wrong predictions. He's still out there making them.
Well, Dr. Ball, it won't hurt my feelings because I know you're a very busy man. And you're also coming to town in about a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But if you want to go ahead and get into him now, or if you need to leave, we can do it when you're in studio.
Well, no, it doesn't matter. We can do it either way.
Let's do one more segment, get into that, because you haven't gotten into their actual numbers and their statements on population control.
Right.
And we'll do one more segment with you, then I'm going to take calls, folks, and cover a bunch of other news that we haven't gotten into. And I want to read the article that Paul Watson did, the Red Alert article. Also, that Buchanan saying climate bill is a transfer of wealth to world government. They're going all over YouTube removing that video. I've never seen them remove a video so fast. They are really scared of that and people finding out this is a global tax. So we'll talk about that as well.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I had the Wall Street Journal here yesterday. No doubt it's going to be a critical piece. She was asking the guys back there during the breaks, does Alex ever scream at you? And they're like, no, not really. Are you sure? Nothing? Well, this is talk radio, but guys, am I not really nice to you guys compared to other talk radio people? No, but I'm not making you say that. You were just telling me about how, just Sunday, you were telling me how mean somebody's been to you on another show. Don't say when. Were you not telling me that, Jaron? I mean, describe what regular talk show hosts are like to people. Tell the truth.
Worst of the worst. No.
I can barely hear you. You got to turn your audio up.
It's always heated. It's always heated up in here. Live radio is always tough, but it's, yeah, it's.
Okay, I want the truth from you. Am I not a sweetheart compared to other hosts?
You're an angel.
Look, I've seen other hosts.
Some other hosts, yeah.
And I've seen them throw stuff, throw fits. I don't know why. That's because they get nervous being on air. My problem is I forget I'm on air and almost fall asleep half the time. I can get up before a crowd of 5,000 people and literally start falling asleep. I've done this so long and so much. I didn't get butterflies 13, 14 years ago when I'd get in front of crowds. And now it's not butterflies. It's, oh, okay, you know, I'm just so used to it. But anyways, now I've been demonized by the BBC. And then we'll cover this at the bottom of the hour. This just came out. Folks, I'm getting hit by national media every day. I said I was going to have Michelle Bachmann, the state U.S. Congresswoman on, because Ted Anderson knows one of her campaign people and was just going to call. He said, hey, you want Bachmann on? We know her. And I said, yeah. And he goes, well, you'll probably get her on next week. Well, then that became Gawker, Minnesota newspapers. Will she go on Jones's show? Attacking me. And then they called her campaign manager. He said, well, I didn't know about that. And then it's like, Alex is a liar. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we are being micromanaged and tracked. And everything we do being gone over with a white glove. It is really getting insane. By the way, Cynthia McKinney has been kidnapped by Israeli troops. Mike Rivero is the last person I know to interview her. We're going to get him on here in about 20 minutes to give us a quick update on what's happening with that. Going back to Dr. Tim Bald, climatologist. Doc, you were going to get into the overall population reduction agenda itself, that global warming is just the governmental, economic, energy straitjacket to, as you said, put a kink in the hose for the fuel for civilization. They get us under civilization, they get us urbanized, what they said by design, to control us and domesticate us. Then they start incrementally, like we're a HAL 9000, turning off the civilization. They're really just a bunch of control freaks. Break it down for us.
Yeah, just a quick comment on your question to your staff there. I think that what I get from you is that we can disagree, but we don't have to be disagreeable. But anyway, the whole idea about overpopulation, of course, starts with Malthus back in the 18th century and arguments that, oh, the population's outgrowing the food supply and so on. One of the things that makes the U.S. so successful and so powerful is that it has been more successful in producing food to feed its people than any other nation on the planet. In fact, not only growing enough for itself, but exporting to the world. And from that surplus food, of course, comes surplus time, and you set up the civilization. What happens over time is that the population shift, and right now you've got in the U.S. 2% of the population that are officially listed as farmers, about 18%, 20% rural population, but people move into the cities and they become disconnected from the food supply. And once of course you're dependent upon what's in the supermarket, you're effectively lost control. Once you can't feed yourself, And of course, we're seeing the same thing going on in China. I mean, the massive thing that's occurred in China is the shift of the population from the rural areas. They've gone from about 80% to rural down to less than 50% in about 10 years. And the demand for homes and so on is driving a lot of that economy. So the population idea really got to a peak back in the 70s. Now, one of the things that drove it, and this is when I started my climate career was that global cooling was the consensus then, and that's why I'm not a consensus person, because in the CIA were doing reports on, oh, the world's overpopulated and we're not going to be able to feed ourselves with this global cooling. And out of that, of course, the Club of Rome, and there was a meeting in Rome in 1976 about the world's going to starve to death by the year 2000, and the simplistic computer models, which are at the basis of all of these problems, we're just saying, oh, well, here's the trend, and it's going to continue, and the world simply can't survive past. And all of those predictions are wrong, but somehow they've still got the floor. And people like Paul Ehrlich, who was the one that was pushing the overpopulation idea, was at the heart of that. And then, of course, Gore organizing that conference in Cairo, Egypt. What better place than to say, "Oh, look, there's poverty due to overpopulation right outside the window." And that idea of the world's overpopulated. Of course, the question you got to ask is, which populations have we got too many of? Which ones are we going to, you know, eliminate? How are we going to thin the herd? I mean, just frightening implications to all of the of this focus upon world over.
That's right. That's right. It's seen as common knowledge by any of the intelligentsia to go the people bomb. We've got to cull the population. Well, then ask, who are we going to cull? Who are we going to kill? And then you look at the point you just made, that we're actually concentrated populations, and that once a nation becomes industrialized, they actually begin to have negative population growth, like Europe with 1.3, Japan with 1.3, Italy with even lower, 1.2. Europe is dying. Russia is dying. The United States is dying if it wasn't for the massive immigrant replacement influx. And so, and the UN admits that if they just industrialize the third world, it would actually lift them up and they wouldn't have so many children. But you read the World Population Report put out by the UN, you read the World Commission on Population put out by the British government, they say that population and industrialization is the threat. And so they say, we're not going to give them industrialization. We're going to let their population swell to keep them down. And then we're going to use birth control and sterilization and war and famine to then cull that mass. So use the people bomb as a weapon to keep the third world down. Then kind of exterminate them with war, famine, and sterilization. So the eugenicists aren't even doing what they're saying. It's not some high and mighty eugenicist view that's bad enough, but with some rationale. This is just a cover story for kind of low-level thugs to carry out the eugenics. The top guys are just playing a global game of Risk to knock out all their enemies.
Exactly, and what you're talking about there is the demographic transition. Anybody can Google that phrase, demographic transition, and it's the well-documented showing that as you become industrialized, the first of all, the death rate goes down, and the birth, but then it's followed by the birth rate goes down, and then the population starts to decline. And of course, a lot of countries are offsetting this by paying people to have a third child. I know Quebec up in Canada here, Italy's done it, but also a lot of countries, it's being masked by immigration. And if you look at that in the U.S. and the discussion about immigration, so it's masking the actual demographic transition that's going on. And
that's why Germany and France are full of North Africans and Arabs.
Oh, yeah.
Because they, I mean, some German cities have half the population they did just 40 years ago.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, there's no question. And as I said, the at that conference in Rome in 1976, one of the arguments by a lot of the countries was, look, let us industrialize, and that will cause the population to decline. And of course, that was rejected completely. But the whole idea about if you want to limit. By the way, just very interesting thing, Alex, is that you can calculate this out yourself. But if you the average family of about 2.7, 2.8 people, you can put them in 1,000 square foot homes on 3,000 square foot lots with roads and parks and the normal facilities, and the population under those conditions, which would be ideal in most of the world, all of the world's population could fit in the southern half of Alberta. Now, would Albertans like that? Probably not. But it gives you an idea. When you look at Canada, for example, here we are, the second largest country in the world, and we've got a population equal to California. And so when you start talking about overpopulation, it's absolute nonsense. And of course, the other thing that came out of that conference in Cairo, they were pointing the finger at Asia and Africa, saying, oh, they're overpopulated. The country with the highest population density in the world is the Netherlands, but they got one of the highest standards of living. So when you start to look at the statistics and what was going on with all of this, the overpopulation thing, and it's a thing that people fear. Oh, you know, I don't want more people in my neighborhood.
Exactly. It's that it's not industrialized is why Calcutta is a cesspit. It is because it's not industrialized that Mexico City is a hell pit. We've got to industrialize them with the new clean industries. But the globalists, when you really read their papers, they're suppressing all that. That's why it's so sickening they claim, oh, we want to make you adopt new clean systems. They're actually vertically integrating things cutting off the capital of the world in their own documents to suppress clean development, and they want dirty, sprawling third world because it's a ball and chain that keeps these people down. Folks, you can just Google his name and read all of his great writings. I really appreciate Dr. Tim Ball, climatologist, joining us, and I'm going to have my producer call you right now and book those flights for you to be in studio with us coming up in a couple weeks, and I can't wait to shake your hand in person, doctor. Thank God that more and more people, you know, like yourself are out there speaking out and standing up. And together, as Thomas Jefferson said, all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. And with good men like you out there taking action, I think we're starting to really turn the tide against these people. That's why they really pressed and passed this climate takeover in the House. But I think that's the beginning of the end for them. Thank you so much, Dr. Ball.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you. Great talking to you. All right, we'll come back. Hit news. Rivero's popping in on what's happened to Cynthia McKinney. Israeli forces have grabbed her, the news is reporting. The BBC has hit me and hit me hard in a savage attack, which I say means we are over the enemy target, hitting them hard.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. Depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. Dramatically reduced. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. Time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986, yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
A prominent MI5 officer who broke a lot of news stories concerning using al-Qaeda to try to kill Muammar Gaddafi and others, that later was confirmed by mainstream news, came out and suddenly said he was the Messiah. And then after they arrested the individual that made the 7-7 ripple effect, which I think is a very good film, very, very well done, his website then started having comments about how he might be the Messiah or something. This is a classic MI5, MI6 shake and bake. Because they know that sounds crazy. They know that's the way that's their favorite way to try to discredit the information we're putting out, is to have something come out that's really credible and then have the person involved with it say that they're the Messiah. And this is the BBC has a big TV program coming out on this. They've done two attacking me on 9/11. But it doesn't change the fact that local news that day reported the police were chasing down Arabs all over the city and shooting them. That these were the people that had taken part in the drill that day of a mock bombing of the very trains and bus that were attacked at the exact same place, exact same time. Now that's BBC admitting that, live that day. How strange it was, a drill of the exact same trains and exact same bus being attacked at the exact same time. Just like 9/11, exact same buildings, exact same place, exact same time. And I go over all that evidence in Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terrorism. And there's no doubt this is a psyop. And, you know, Mr. Hill used the pseudonym Wadib out of the Dune book, which I guess means the kind of the prophet. So they say that means he's a prophet. And then it wasn't on his side at first. After he gets arrested, it pops up saying he thinks he's Jesus or something, basically. This is very, very bizarre. But regardless, the film itself is devastating. But he's in jail. So, unmasking the mysterious 7-7 conspiracy theory. It's kind of like that doctor with the anthrax. First, they said it was two other people. Turned out they didn't do it. The FBI said it wasn't weaponized. The FBI said it was cheap, no big deal, made in a bathtub, probably in a bucket. A bathtub and a bucket was the quote. Turns out it's the most weaponized ever seen. U.S. government, super strained, miniaturized, coated in bentonite. Just the miniaturization process cost over $100 million in equipment. Huge plants. Just one of the miniaturization tanks. In fact, Google for folks on TV right now, anthrax production, and it'll show the giant tanks they used to make it. I mean, we're talking about a facility close to the size of an aircraft carrier to make this stuff. Giant complexes. And they said, no, it was just made in the basement. And then the White House was on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic, on September 10th, 3.5 weeks before enemies of Bush at American Media, who took photos of his daughters falling down drunk in Austin, and Democrats and other people got mailed the weaponized anthrax. The White House is on the drug to fight it. But then they grab the doctor, they commit him, and then he dies in a straitjacket taking prescription Tylenol locked down. But then the news says he committed suicide at his home, but then local news admits he was killed at the mental institution. Why did the FBI grab him, take him? He's drugged, he dies. So, classic intelligence operation. Classic. I mean, that'd be like if the government came and grabbed me and took me to a mental institution, and then I supposedly killed myself with drugs a day later, and then they put on the news Alex Jones committed suicide, and there was no mention that they grabbed me for no reason and put me in a mental institution. Because the doctor they've now pinned it on believed it was the government and was doing his own investigation and had contacted the FBI. And they said, look, this guy's too close to us. Grab him, kill him, say he did it. And now the DNA has come out and other things proving it wasn't him at the mailbox. So that's in the news. In fact, we'll talk about that with Mike Rivero briefly coming up here because he's also an expert on that. Unmasking the mysterious 7-7 conspiracy theory, BBC. And they go over the unbelievable coincidence of the drills that morning, and Peter Powers, who won't talk to the media, he'll literally run and hide if he sees alternative media, ask him about it. And then they say Dune clips. John Hill, he lived in Ireland where they arrested him and had him extradited to England for mailing people copies of the film. He's really John Hill from Sheffield. That's where the Watsons are from. His alias, Muad'Dib, is a fictional character in the science fiction film Dunes. They make that sound like he's insane because of an internet handle. A film starring Sting and Kyle McLuhan about an intergalactic freedom fighting. So they use that to act like he's crazy. None of the film is about Dune. He just has the internet handle Muad'Dib. So they say because that's an Arabic term, that means he's a Al-Qaeda. See? So because of your internet handle, you're now with Al-Qaeda, and then it gets into he thinks he's Jesus.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
I mean, this is so ridiculous that the BBC comes out and attacks all of us to talk about 7-7. They got a little snipe at me in here. A document on Muad'Dib's website reveals he believes he is the Messiah and that George Lucas wrote Star Wars after being told telepathically to write it by the very force to which the films refer. He's been arrested and facing extradition to the UK on a charge of preventing the course of justice by sending DVDs of the 7-7 ripple effect to the judge and the jury foreman in link to the trial and the attacks. This hasn't stopped the film. Alex Jones, who runs an internet site and a U.S. radio show devoted to conspiracy theories, claims the 7-7 ripple effect has been just exploding all over the website since Hill's arrest. I said exploding all over the web. You know, we don't run a conspiracy website. Peter Powers of Visor Consultancy, former head of Scotland Yard Public Relations, said they ran a drill of the exact same trains and bus being attacked in the exact same way at the exact same time. Why did they do that? As a cover story in case any government operatives get caught by other government agencies who aren't part of the staged attack, the false flag, they can say, oh, it's just part of a drill. They camouflage the funding for the terror attack through the drill. And it goes on and on and on. I mean, the White House right now, publicly, the last two White Houses, has Wahhabist Sunni groups attacking the Iranian government on record. And then Obama goes on TV and says it's a conspiracy theory that the CIA is involved in Iran with this color revolution, or that they have any terror groups operating, when it's publicly admitted. Mike Rivero popping in for 10, 15 minutes from whatreallyhappened.com. I want to get you on a host of issues, but first off, what do you know about Cynthia McKinney? I heard you saying you were going to have her on last week. I didn't hear if she was there or not. But it's coming in here that Israel attacks justice boat, kidnaps human rights workers. Israel attacks her boat. This is coming out, being released by one of the aid organizations she's with. Today, Israeli occupation forces attacked and bombarded Free Gaza Movement boat, the Spirit of Humanity, abducting 21 human rights workers in 11 countries, including Nobel laureate Marguerite, and former U.S. Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney. The passengers and crew are being forcibly dragged towards Israel. This is an outrageous violation of international law against us. Our boat was not in Israeli waters, and we were on a human rights mission to Gaza. Mike, why does Israel keep doing this? This is bad PR to ram the boat a few weeks ago and almost sink it, and then now to do this, and they're in international waters. I'm surprised they don't just pull a USS Liberty and torpedo it and then say the Easter Bunny did it.
Yeah, it is a serious situation here. They were in international waters. They're actually in a port in Israel now. The ship has basically been hijacked by the Israeli Navy, and the people basically taken into custody, including six journalists and Cynthia McKinney and the aid workers. What makes this extremely serious is that, as you say, the initial contact between the Israeli Navy and the aid boat took place in international water, and the Israeli Navy was actively jamming their navigation systems, their GPS, their radar. It was very difficult to get any messages out because of all the jamming. They were reduced to trying to find where they were with a sextant and a compass. And it was just a very, very difficult situation. It was in the middle of the night when this happened. And, of course, the big situation here is the corporate media, which made such a big stink about the arrest of the staffers at the British Embassy in Tehran, and they were claiming it was a new hostage crisis. They're staying silent about this. The same media that was screaming about the Somali pirates hijacking ships in Somali territorial waters, this hijacking in international waters involving a humanitarian aid ship, so far is not being mentioned at all on the American corporate media that I have found yet. In fact, it's really pretty much confined to the alternative media. Your radio show and our websites are the only ones actively working to get this story out.
Well, how do we know they were in international waters? I mean, I believe it. Israel's extremely bold, but A, how do we confirm this? And then B, I guess that's why the mainstream media should be reporting on this. The U.S. Embassy should be making a big deal out of this. I mean, even if Israelis are, quote, the ally of the United States, this would be an incident if the British government came out in international waters and rammed and almost sunk a ship, and then the next time it came by, went and grabbed it and is towing it in to, I guess, disappear. I mean, what comes next if our media won't talk about it? Will they line Cynthia McKinney and the Nobel laureate up and shoot them in the back of the head? I mean, that's what happened with the USS Liberty.
Well, the situation here is definitely, it's a tremendous diplomatic crisis here, and the U.S. can basically stand back and try and pretend it's no big deal, but the reality is that this boat was carrying the very sort of materials that Barack Obama had just requested Israel start to allow into Gaza, mostly bags of cement, things like that, construction materials. And so what Israel has basically done is thumb its nose at Barack Obama, pretty much on the same day the Congress just put through some new loan guarantees for Israel to go on building settlements in the illegal occupied territories of Palestine. And so it is amazing. Israel is basically on top of simply this act of piracy on the high seas and this violation of international law. Israel is literally almost, it seems like, daring the United States to try and do something, or at least trying to show that the U.S. can't do anything, that the U.S. is going to be forced to go on spending money in Israel, and Israel is just going to do what it wants, whether it's building more settlements or seizing ships with former congresswomen on them. Israel is completely out of control here, and they're basically...
But, I mean, the move to make would be just let her bring the medicine and cement in, and then it wouldn't be a big PR coup for Cynthia McKinney and the Free Gaza groups. I mean, I guess Israel just does not care.
Yeah, Israel doesn't care. They're convinced that if they spend enough money and if they control enough media, that their world image can be repaired. I mean, after the disaster of Operation Cast Lead, they're spending millions of dollars to run ads. Believe it or not, they're even running ads on my radio show here on GCN. And it's astounding the arrogance that's on display here. Because you're right, the world is seeing Israel is literally trying to enforce mass starvation on the people of Gaza.
Hold on just a minute. Hold on just a minute, Mike. Who's running ads on your show?
Believe it or not, the Israeli Tourism Authority is running ads on my show.
Oh, I know what that is. That's USA Radio Network News.
Yeah.
They're not running ads on Genesis. That's news that stations request, and about the only news out there is Fox, ABC, and USA Radio News. Yeah, I've heard those ads. Man, that is just incredible, Mike. Well, I mean, it's just a disaster. And do we know what's going to happen to Cynthia McKinney, or are they going to waterboard her or let her go, or will the media even care?
Well, the media obviously is not caring. They're still all caught up with Michael Jackson, and I've been around the TV channels this morning searching for any indication that this is even showing up on the radar of the corporate media, and so far I haven't found it. It's all distraction out there in the corporate media. As far as what is going to happen, Haaretz has actually confirmed that the Israeli Navy did seize the ship. So it's no longer just a case of rumor and just the Free Gaza people making spurious claims. Haaretz has confirmed that this has in fact happened. The ship is in port. The crew and passengers are in custody right now. What happens next is Israel's going to make a big stink about violations of their national sovereignty, forgetting, of course, that Gaza is occupied territory and technically, Israel doesn't have a say what goes on in Gazan's waters. Of course, we know that's definitely not what's going on. Israeli forces routinely shoot up Palestinian fishing boats. Because Israel wants to harvest those waters. And again, this is all about forced starvation. The Israelis are literally trying to starve the Gazans into giving up and leaving because Israel covets that land.
Well, Israel's argument on record is that we took the land over here from the Native Americans, so what's wrong with them taking some of that land? And they say, hey, you had no claim to the American Indians. Our ancestors had some claim to this. It's just incredible tribal warfare. It never seems to end, and it's a really scary. On another note, the video obviously surfaced. We've got it up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But Mike Rivera, I wanted to get your view on Obama saying, "I will never sign signing statements that go against the will of Congress." Now he's signing seven huge signing statements, literally drawing out whole areas of bills, which really isn't constitutional, but he's ordering the bureaucracies to ignore Congress. And now saying he has that power, so that's going on. Then we also have Axelrod and others making the rounds on the Sunday news show saying, yeah, we're going to go ahead and raise taxes on everybody and on health care below $250,000. And they're saying Obama promised a compromise. So he made pledges he wouldn't raise taxes, and he made pledges he wouldn't do signing statements. But now he made pledges to compromise, so that means lying to people. I mean, this guy is broken every promise he said he would.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. I think the amount of time it takes for Obama to break any of his promises can be measured with an egg timer these days. And his word is absolutely worthless. And maybe we ought to sell egg timers that say Obama truth measuring device or something like that. But really, he's been this incredible disappointment, because we all, I know you didn't, you know, but there were so many people who supported him as at least marginally better than John McCain, because we were, you know, expecting that there were going to be changes brought in. It was going to be the White House and Congress were going to be in Democratic hands. We expected there would be changes. It isn't. Nothing has changed at all. Our soldiers are still in Iraq. Yes, they're leaving the cities, which is kind of a token cosmetic thing only, but they're not leaving Iraq. They're just moving to more difficult quarters. They're changing their locations within Iraq, but they're still garrisoning the country. It's still a U.S. vassal state. They're still trying to kick up a war in Iran with this provocation of the attempted coup d'etat. And it really is. I am convinced our government knows that the end is near for the economy, and that the only way they can survive is to kick up a major war on which they can blame the economic hardships. Because otherwise, absent a major war, the American people are going to put the blame for the destroyed economy right where it belongs, on the federal government.
Mike, briefly, on every front, this bill for the feds to federalize the whole country under water rights, this Clean Water Restoration Act, the bill to give the Federal Reserve power over all financial operations and, quote, anything that affects the economy, so the entire nation, bills to restrict and ban most types of firearms, compulsory service, the global carbon tax, total amnesty. I've never seen such a wild rush to get it all done. And the hate crimes legislation passing the House, word for word, saying if you hurt someone's feelings, you're going to be arrested. No more free speech. I mean, they know we're waking up to them, so they're just going for broke right now.
That's exactly right. This is a big rush. It's a big hurry. They know that it's in a race against the clock, because the American people are waking up. I'm surprised that the American people haven't been rioting to this point, but it has to happen at some point. There's going to be a catalyzing event where the American people are going to say, okay, we can't go on pretending that this is going to correct itself. The government is completely out of control. It is a tyrannical dictatorship. It is a fascist economy. They're basically moving to slam the door on all of us to make us so helpless we can't fight back, and we've got to decide that we're going to fight back while we still have the means and the option to do so.
Well, Mike, the reason I knew Obama was bad news is 8-9 months before the election, he was saying some really good things, and I said, well, this guy, if he's for real, they're going to put a bullet in him, or they're going to bring some scandal out and get rid of him. But then, as he started getting ready to win, he started flip-flopping on almost everything. I saw his advisors. I saw him getting four times the Wall Street money that John McCain did. So it wasn't that I was for John McCain. I just knew that Obama was the chosen one, and that the establishment was saying he was the chosen one. There was no way he was going to honor all these pledges, these solemn pledges he had made. And so now it's just total betrayal. And when I see him go to the Middle East and say, I want to be friends with Iran, a month ago, I went on air and I said, they're about to try to overthrow him during this election. Sure enough, that happened, and he's lying, saying the CIA isn't involved, and they're involved on record. So Obama says he's not involved in the Honduran coup, and now it comes out the CIA is running the whole thing. I mean, it's just, this guy is a good liar. He's the best liar we've seen in a long time. He's very, very wicked. I mean, because he enjoys lying. He really does a good job of it. And so it's very scary. But final point I'd like to hear from you on. You've really done great research at whatreallyhappened.com on the anthrax case. In 3 minutes or less, break down that whole saga, and then them grabbing him and killing him in the mental institution, and now the DNA comes out proving it wasn't him, the third patsy, because that ties into this BBC. They've grabbed and arrested this guy that made this 7-7 documentary, and now they're saying he's schizophrenic and thinks he's God. This seems to be their favorite MO.
Well, this is a tactic that's right out of the Soviet Union. Anybody who had information that was damaging to the government and they couldn't disprove or discredit him, they'd declare them insane and lock them in a mental hospital. And the media would basically say, well, you can't listen to anything this guy says because he's a nutcase. And this is a common tactic, and the U.S. has certainly used it before. Jim Garrison's trial, you were talking about the shake-and-bake tactic. Jim Garrison's trial against Clay Shaw was destroyed by a witness who sounded really good and convincing up until he started admitting that he was worried about his daughter being replaced by a duplicate and completely destroyed Garrison's case. As far as the anthrax case is concerned, they've been trying to blame it on Arabs and so forth and so on. When that fell apart, they started to find a patsy. The bottom line is, the Hartford Courant reported there was a scientist actually caught entering the storage area where the anthrax was kept without authorization after being fired over a racially motivated attack on an Egyptian coworker. That scientist has never been investigated by the FBI. He's still working within the U.S. defense establishment. He is very protected. We have this core of people who can do anything they want, and they're never touched by the law. They're above the law. We saw that with the AIPAC spy case with Rosen and Wiseman. They were never arrested. Now their contact in the Office of Special Plans, he's being cut free. There is this protected core of subversives within our government. They can't be touched no matter what they do.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of cores of subversives who can do whatever they want, but they had to at least burn Madoff and the other scammer out of Texas. Looks like he's going to get in trouble. But my God, it's just really incredible to see all of this coming to pass. I mean, Mike, everything the New World Order has built, everything the globalists have worked so hard to set up, we're now at the point where they're trying to put the capstone on the pyramid, but under them, the whole pyramid's shaking and falling apart. And they've got an army of ants fixing the pyramid as it's collapsing. So they're building it as fast as it's collapsing. It is a losing battle, though. The New World Order will fall. Humanity will defeat them.
I absolutely agree. They've waited too long, too late, and they never quite understood just how the alternative media and the internet change the fundamental flow of information in society.
All right, Mike Rivero, always good to hear from you. Appreciate you popping in. We'll see you at your once-a-month visit coming up next week. Take care, my friend.
All right, aloha.
Aloha from Hawaii. Damn, my wife wants to go to Hawaii. I've never been to Hawaii. She's never been to Hawaii, but no rest for us here. We're going to stay right here in the bunker and keep fighting the New World Order. Mike will hold down things in Hawaii for us.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the bailout group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the bailout group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the bailout group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The bailout group.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs,
As the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed.
It's hard to shut down that voice, but we gotta go back into the live transmission. Thank you for joining us today. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Also, I do an abbreviated transmission Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Coming up, I have a individual coming on that we can interrogate and ask questions about the nature of the bizarre kind of MTV celebrity world and how many folks in that area of society are becoming aware of the New World Order, because he says he's had this big awakening from media darling to awakening to the whole New World Order system. So we'll see what happens with that coming up in a few minutes. But make no mistake, my friends, we can and we must beat the globalists, because they're eugenicists and they do plan to exterminate the majority of the public, and they mean business. And denying this doesn't change it. This is the reality. This is the facts. Before I continue, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made the last 3 hours possible. One of them is eFoodsDirect.com. This is the best durable foods company out there. The lowest prices, the non-GMO, non-hybrid, high-quality food. Lasts more than 10 years in climate-controlled. 10 years if it's in your attic or garage. It's where I've decided to get my storable food. And it's insurance you can eat in these uncertain, crazy times where we're so dependent on the system, on the grid, with flu outbreaks or wars or depression. It is insane not to get storable food. 1-800-409-5633. It's insane not to be prepared, and food is key, and the place to get it is eFoodsDirect.com. The letter E, FoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 1-800-409-5633. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. One other sponsor is Home Gain. I want to tell you about the fabulous folks at HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get free estimate. That's free on your home value. There is a new feature called Street View where you can look at the house at street level and even take a virtual walk through the neighborhood you're interested in. You've got to see it for yourself, and again, it's all absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com and use their home sale maximizer. That's my favorite. Help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home sales value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Check out Max, the little orange gorilla link on InfoWars.com, or go to HomeGain.com today. And I guess here at the end of this hour, I might as well put a plug in, too, for something that's really the biggest solution out there, and that's films. We're a visual society that doesn't read anymore. I know a lot of you read, but the general public doesn't. Give them an Obama deception, an endgame, a terror storm. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership for 50 cents a day. Burn my films to high-quality DivX. Give them to people that way. Most DVD players now play DivX. Or buy the high-quality DVDs at InfoWars.com. Burn copies and get them out to folks. Share them with everybody. Toll-free number to call and get the books and videos and T-shirts and things that, again, spread the word about tyranny and how to fight it. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Now is the time to warn the people. They're finally starting to listen.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There's a scientific dictatorship controlling the planet, sterilizing the population, brain damaging the people of the planet. They use entertainment, Madison Avenue, systems of peer pressure control to turn the young people into insecure, gibbering idiots like Miss Teen South Carolina. This is psychological warfare. But many of the people involved in all of this are not aware. They are just simply swimming in the ether into which they were born. But we attempt to understand popular culture. We attempt to, from the outside, look in on it and hopefully enter the matrix and remove some of the mind slaves from the system and try to get them to see outside the box at the larger world. Now, again, I should pay more attention to popular culture. I pay attention to the news, to Congress, to legislation, to technology, trade publications. I don't really know much about Paris Hilton and Michael Jackson. I just know he likes little kids and gives them the Jesus juice. But Spencer Pratt and his girlfriend are some of the hottest reality TV stars out there. And I started getting all these calls and emails and Twitters yesterday about the girl that plays Hannah Montana, this Cyrus girl, which I do know a little bit about. I try to tune it out, the tweeny vehicle to sell products to the tweenies. That somebody was Twittering her, and she was asking, what is InfoWars? So that led us down this path to Spencer Pratt, who everybody in the office knows who he is, so I plead ignorance. I read up on him last night, and I've heard he's seen some of my films and woke up to the New World Order now. And so, boy, wouldn't that be effective to have somebody like that become aware of what's going on and kind of as a reach into the matrix and reach more of these people in the false reality that is modern television and this culture. But Spencer Pratt, good to have you on with us today.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be on with you. You are a true legend, a true American patriot, and my wife, Heidi, is also on the phone.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, Heidi, how you doing?
I'm so excited to be on your show. God bless you. Thank you.
You guys, quit being too nice to me now. Let's just sit here and talk about your awakening. I mean, why are you now here on the show? I mean, we saw that you were talking about it, so we contacted you. But I haven't seen a lot about you guys dealing with the New World Order. Is this something you just woke up to, Heidi and Spencer?
I mean, I just like everybody else on the earth, we've been too caught up in ourselves and pop culture and things of no substance, and Thank the Lord, Heidi's music producer, Steve Morales. He got us a copy of The Obama Deception and then Endgame, and then we watched Masters of Terror, and the 9/11 Chronicles, Matrix the Evil, Police State Trilogy, American Dictators. I mean, we watched, I mean, my head's going to explode with Alex Jones.
Okay, so you've got your wife, Heidi, on with you as well. I apologize. I'd forgotten that I'd seen you guys had gotten married. How long ago did you guys start researching this, Heidi and Spencer?
I would say several months ago, but I've always been a big Christian, so I knew about the mark of the beast and, you know, the Antichrist and the end of the world, but I just never realized who it was. I always knew it would come, I felt like, in my time since I was a child, but this is a whole different awakening with facts and with what's really going on every day in the world.
Well, I don't think the establishment's going to like you guys waking up. I mean, you reach millions and millions of young people. Literally, even older folks in my office know who you guys are, so I'm kind of embarrassed that that I just now discovered. But, I mean, all over pop magazines, TV, David Letterman, all these other shows. Maybe you can also explain to me, because I know about the New World Order and about the whole control grid, but also maybe you can explain to me and others exactly what this phenomenon is of your type of celebrity as well, so we can better understand how to reach out to these young people. So we've got Spencer Pratt and his wife, Heidi Pratt, on the line with us. So we'll go over all of that after this quick break. And see, I don't know why, but the guys are laughing in the control room. When they start laughing, it makes me laugh, and that makes me smile, because I don't know why this is so entertaining to them. But it's great to have you guys with us. Stay with us after the break.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new Silver Solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new Silver Solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new Silver Solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new Silver Solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
GraphUnderSafes.com are the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. GraphUnderSafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes on the market today. Since 1968, they've operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted safe or vault door, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. At GraphUnderSafes.com, the security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. GraphUnderSafes uses only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequaled reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com. That's GraphUnderSafes.com. Or click their banner on Infowars.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag Pratt, actors from The Hills on MTV and a bunch of other reality TV shows, are on with us. And again, the reason I'm doing this is everybody keeps talking about Twitter for the last year. As folks know, the revolution in Iran, the CIA was pumping to the State Department through Twitter. That's even mainstream news. And so we start getting all these calls and thousands of Twitter messages about Miley Cyrus, the Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter that plays Hannah Montana, which, of course, everybody knows is this giant icon now with little girls and teenagers out there, that Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag were sitting there Twittering her, and she's saying, "What's InfoWars?" And so then that gets all these young girls and teenagers to go look at InfoWars.com. So that's great. This is exactly who we want to reach. We want these kids at least to stop drinking sodium fluoride that gives them bone cancer, dental fluorosis, and brain damage, and calcifies every major organ and causes pancreatic cancer and diabetes. You can Google each one of those terms and get mainstream news admitting that. We want girls to know that a lot of these birth control drugs actually sterilize them. We want women to know the UN's been caught adding sterilization hormones to tetanus shots. We want to reach young women, especially, who are targeted by the globalists. And so this is kind of an end run in the back door of the cultural mind control system to have somebody like Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag Pratt on with us, because the system is using these type of young icons to keep people in the Matrix. To have them breaking out of the Matrix is a big deal. So I'm going to try to shut up for a few minutes and let Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag, husband and wife, talk about your awakening to the New World Order, the films, and now what you want to say in your message that has been followed by young people, where you're going with this information that you've now discovered.
Well, like I said, you know, it's a recent awakening. I really do feel like we took the blue pill or whatever in Matrix, and I feel like you really did pull that little mechanical thing out of the back of my brain, because Heidi and I both, or, as I should say, Spidey, have led to the situation we are at this planet where, you know, there's so much attention and focus on so many of the wrong issues, like, for instance, ourselves. Like, how are we so famous when, you know, the climate bill is not even a trending topic on Twitter? For the last 3 days, I've just kept on asking everybody as my followers, how is this not a trending topic? We got everything from Michael Jackson to, you know, Jamie Foxx was a trending topic. Oh, we even had Iran was a trending topic, but nothing about, you know, the biggest bill, you know, since the Patriot Act getting passed with nobody reading it. And the people who do want to read it, they're saying you can't even read it, and they're not even giving anybody time, and they're changing the name of the bill. And I mean, it's mind-boggling that they're trying to say there's global warming right now, and you know that the ice caps are melting and the polar bears are going to drown, when we all know, we've all seen footage of the polar bears swimming to new pieces of ice, and we all know that or at least anybody who does their research, thanks to Alex Jones, knows that it was the coldest winter in years in Antarctica. Was it 30% more ice?
Almost 40%. It got larger and thicker.
So, I mean, it's just shocking to me. And after I watched your DVDs, and, you know, this isn't conspiracy theories. These are factual evidence. It's just stuff that the mainstream media does not present to the public. You don't see, you know, I didn't learn any of this. I went to USC for 8 years. This is the craziest thing. Ready for this? My best friend since kindergarten is a 180 IQ, brilliant mathematician, genius. He got top of his class, USC, Marshall School of Business. You know, he's a big-time investment banker. I called him the other day, and I said, real quick, I said, Brian, serious question. Do you know the Federal Reserve is a private company, and it's not federal? It's as federal as Federal Express? And he goes, what are you talking about? He goes, yes, it is. And I'm arguing here with my genius friend who lives and breathes business and everything, and he is shocked, like I just told him. You know, I don't even know what I told him. He was so just shocked and blown away by the fact that he couldn't believe that the Federal Reserve, that he's been to business school, and he doesn't even know this. And I mean, I felt dirty. I almost threw up that I had to tell my friend who's an investment banker who works for a major firm
Incredible. So we also want to get Heidi to pop in here. When did you first start waking up? You said one of your managers or one of Heidi's managers gave you the Obama deception?
Steve Morales is a music producer of mine, and we were in the studio one night, and he was watching us, and he said, you guys need to watch this. You need to know you're the youth of America. You need to know what's going on in America. You need to know what's going on in this world. And I've always been, I call us dumbheads that we didn't know. So we started watching this, and then Spencer ordered every single DVD and has been nonstop researching your websites and the internet and everything now for at least a month, all day, every day. So we've just been trying to figure out the truth. And I've always been a very big Christian. So I've always known, you know, the mark of the beast and the Antichrist and Jesus coming back. So to me, it all makes sense. It's not a foreign concept. And especially now that they're trying to do the chip, you will have to kill me before I get a chip. That would never happen. The fact that people are even already okay with this is sickening. I could throw up right now. A chip? Are we dogs? Dogs don't even deserve chips.
Well, absolutely. In fact, have you guys seen all the newscasts saying we all need chips, old people need them, prisoners, the troops, a lot of them have been secretly chipped, the Mexican Attorney General made his employees take chips, and now to get in the cool clubs in Europe and the U.S., they want you to take a chip, and they've got federal officials going around telling people we all need to take chips, and the churches aren't saying anything because they've been 501c3 federalized. And you have the clergy response teams where FEMA has secretly federalized the churches. I mean, this is very serious.
This is very serious. And it says in the Bible that is the mark of the beast, and that is the sign of worshiping the devil. So over my dead body, would I ever get a chip in my body? My body belongs to Jesus Christ, to God alone, and no one will ever put anything in me. I will not worship the devil. I will not be conformed to this world. That will not happen, and people should stand up because I am not, you know, being covered up by FEMA right now. I am a disciple of Jesus, and I will speak out to Christians, and I will let people know this is not right. This is
well, we may have to put you in the Homeland Security MIAC report. What do you guys think about all these reports saying gun owners, Christians, conservatives, people that won't accept the New World Order are terrorists, and Homeland Security was really set up for us, not for Al-Qaeda?
I mean, it's just so terrifying if you look at history. When they start taking away your gun rights, just like Hitler did, just like Mussolini did, just like Mao Zedong did, it's like that's when you know. I mean, I need to learn the Constitution way better, but I know there's, you'll know the quote, but something about when the lawful take away your guns, they become the unlawful. Is that it?
Well, yeah, the Declaration of Independence states over and over again that when the government becomes abusive and oppressive, it's your right to go up against them, and that the Constitution and Bill of Rights only points out your God-given rights, rights you already had. It's kind of like they had laws that black people weren't human beings, but natural law said they were human beings and had a right, if somebody was beating them over the head with a bullwhip, to jerk the whip away and kill the person that was doing it. So, kind of like Nazi Germany, they said, you know, Hitler said it was his law that he could kill whoever he wanted, but the people really had a right to stand up against Hitler and try to stop him. So, I mean, that's really what's happening there, is that tyranny always tries to disarm the people. What are your friends saying in the last few months as you guys have been kind of getting away from being so obsessed with image or TV or success and fame? You know, which is the number one goal of most people now in the United States and worldwide, into these type of subjects. What are your friends and family and neighbors and colleagues saying?
I mean, they all, you know, because media has been so good at labeling, you know, anybody with facts and trying to, you know, take away from the status quo as conspiracy theorists. So at first they're like, oh, you know, their instinct makes them just, the truth feels crazy. But the reality is you give them an Obama deception DVD and you say, how about we have this conversation after you watch this DVD? Next thing you know, I got my friends, you know, twittering InfoWars, you know, and that's just so powerful. It's just, you have to be presented with the facts, and nobody ever is. And that's why I feel so privileged that God did give us the opportunity to have so many people be aware of us, whether they like us or not. They're forced to hear our voice, and my voice is now going to be aware of the InfoWars that are attacking your mind. And
you know, it's just so sick because, I mean, once you really put us on the fluoride, like my dad, who's a dentist, has been telling me my whole life, do not use toothpaste with fluoride. He, you know, you don't listen to your dad, especially when he's your dentist. You're just like, I want to use my bleaching toothpaste. I'm not listening to you. And then I watch your documentaries and you, all the science about, you know, what fluoride does and how they use fluoride in concentration camps, and fluoride was the first thing put in the water for the Iraqi people. And it's like, now, do you know how hard it is for me to go to the market and even find a drinking water bottle that says fluoride free, or even to find a toothpaste that says fluoride free? But I'm trying to stock up on these because they don't even exist anymore.
Yeah, what a small world. My dad's a dentist too. Well, small world. Now, guys, Heidi, we're about to go to break, but what has it been like for you talking to friends and family and neighbors now that you're kind of shifting your view?
They take me very seriously because I've always been a very serious Christian, and most Christians understand what's going on. They understand they're being persecuted. They understand this is the end of the world. They understand the new world order, the one world currency, is all in Revelation in the Bible. So they're taking me very seriously, and they know when I mean something that it's a message, and I'm not just full of things, and I tell the truth. And, you know, Jesus says to hate evil and to cling what is good, you know. So also, we're being in that, and, I mean, it's just a very scary thing. And birth control, I'm glad you said that, because I had a whole realization about that the other day, and I got...
Well, stay there. Stay there, Heidi. Heidi Montag and her husband, Spencer Pratt, both on the line with us right now. Stay there. Quick break. We'll come right back to you. This is GCN.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine.
Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NuRevOnline.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Spencer Pratt and his wife, Heidi Montag Pratt, join us. Short segment, long segment coming up after this one, and I'll get into a bunch of other questions, maybe even take a few calls. Heidi, you were trying to tell a story before we hit that break.
I was just saying about birth control because I got very scared about it the other day, and I felt like God was telling me that this was something just created by the government that is really bad for my body, and I was just getting sick. And I researched it, and one of the founding people who invented birth control said it was the worst thing that they've ever done. They wish they never created it. How it morally corrupted society is just sickening to him. How it devalues women, how it causes depression, how it can cause cancer, how it sterilizes your body and what it does to your body, how most women are suicidal sometimes on it. And in fact, in order to even stabilize the population right now, each woman would have to have 3 children. That the population is decreasing so much that population control is just a myth.
That's right, because the eugenicists want to kill the West because they see that as their competition. Then they're going to kill the third world. But that's the key for all these racist white people that go, yeah, kill the Africans, kill the Asians. Yeah, we need to get rid of them. They're being reduced as well. And exactly, Europe's got 1.3 population. The United States, if you take out the illegal alien influx, it's about 1.4. So that's a really, so you guys really do know your stuff on this. You really, I guess, had a crash course in all of this, or were you already aware of a lot of these issues before you saw my films?
No, your film definitely put us in a crash course schooling system. We needed to really learn our facts, and it inspired us to a whole new level. And we love our guns. We go shooting all the time. We love our guns. My dad loves his guns, and they're for your protection. They're not taking it out of the hands of bad guys. They're the ones who can still get the guns. They're the ones who will have the guns in the streets, and the people, the police officers who, you know, abuse their authority, as I've seen many times in your tapes. It makes me disgusted, and I hate what is evil. And I feel so bad for the people in this world because they just have no idea what's going on. And I'm praying for this world, and I'm praying for Obama, and I'm praying that these people will somehow get a conscience or something, because it's just sick and saddening. And I know the end is very near.
Well, certainly the end of the civilization as we know it, because of technological developments and all the other lines that are projecting right now to this mega crossroads, this key time that society is entering right now, specifically with the girl that plays Hannah Montana, this Cyrus girl who is such a megastar around the world. One of you guys was texting her from the exchange I saw, and we posted at PrisonPlanet.com, and she said, "What is InfoWars?" And just from that, we got thousands of Twitters and emails and more pouring in today from new listeners and young people trying to find out what's going on and you know, trying to discover what's happening. I mean, that is so valuable to see that going on. I hope that you guys and others can reach out to Miss Cyrus and explain to her she's being used by the globalists who want to restrict free speech with the Cyberbullying Act that states, and I'm going to read it after the break, word for word, that if you hurt someone's feelings, the government's going to come charge you with a felony and put you in prison, the end of the First Amendment. I mean, obviously, bullying isn't a nice thing, but having the feds come arrest people for their speech I don't think she wants to be known as the person that helped kill America.
No, and I know Miley, and she's a great girl, and I was Twittering her about it because I want everyone to be aware about it. And she had no idea, and it's very hard to find out about you because they try to keep InfoWars and Alex Jones, everything very hidden and secretive because they know that the weapon used against them is truth, and truth hurts, and that's what they're trying to hide from everyone. And, you know, we just want to make everyone aware of what's going on before it's too late. And I saw what you were saying about the Bully Act, and that is just robbing everyone of freedom of speech. That's saying if I put up a Bible verse on my Twitter, then I can be hurting people's feelings and be persecuted for it. And that's not America. And it's so sad that it's gotten this far.
Well, I want to be clear. We're not saying that Miley Cyrus is bad. And I said that day one. I said she was being used.
No, of course. Yeah, I'm agreeing with you. She hasn't known. None of us know. It's very hard to find out. So the fact that she showed interest in this really made a big difference to so many little girls and to so many people. That is just, it was such a blessing.
Have you gotten any feedback from her about the cyberbullying now?
I haven't, but I'm definitely going to talk to her about it. I want to talk to her in person about it, too.
Well, the minute you do, please let us know, because I want to get you on and tell us what she said or get her on with you. That would be huge to have Miley Cyrus on here. But if the CIA hears, they're going to contact her daddy, who's all mobbed up with the government. I mean, I'm sure he's a friendly person as well, and probably try to stop her from coming on, but they definitely don't want the info war going to all those young girls. Stay there, Heidi and Spencer. This is amazing information.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Heidi is our guest. So is Spencer, Mr. and Mrs. Pratt, Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt here. And literally, I had no idea how big these guests are in the whole pop culture thing. The whole office knows who they are. Jaron's like a fan. He was telling me, I read People magazine every week and keep track of this. And I think they're misunderstood by the media. And that's what Burmese is saying, Jason, here in the office. He's saying that the media enjoys, quote, throwing you guys under the bus. Can you explain that to me? Because what I'm getting here from the office is you guys are all over TV, all over the news, covers of magazines. You know, when I started looking into you yesterday, I recognized your faces and names, even though I hadn't really been paying attention to pop culture, because I've got to remember that pop culture is where it's all at. Most Americans don't even check the news, much less go deep into it. So what is your relationship with the media?
We used to have a phenomenal relationship with the media. They've kind of turned on us now because they've created us into such a monstrous fame monster, in their opinion, that, for instance, certain websites can't even have us on their websites because we are overshadowing all the other stars that they're trying to promote and everything. Like, they made us too big. Like, they Obama-sized us. And now they kind of made a mistake because the other people they're trying to promote don't even have value on their websites anymore. So, you know, they've kind of turned on us. But in the beginning, the reason why we got so big is because the girls' television show, the reality show that we were both on, the narrator didn't get along with us. So she's the narrator. So the skew, the manipulation of the angle of being able to narrate the show, just like American government can narrate our media, it's the same exact principle. It's like, so they can either put a positive light on you or a negative light. We took the negative light and smiled and went with it. And, you know, we're very appreciative of, you know, good press, negative press, whatever, because at the end of the day, now we have a bigger, you know, reach to talk about Alex Jones and, you know, the New World Order takeover. So
you were telling me during the break, though, that your life has really changed. Can you say that in your own words for the audience? But really challenge young people to spread the word about the New World Order takeover that we're in the middle of.
I mean, it's beyond a life change. Like, when I said you gave me the Matrix pill, you know, I really feel like I'm out of the Matrix. And we're driving around in that little spaceship in the sewers, and you're at the helm. Because, I mean, what young people need to realize, what I didn't realize, is that video games and all these silly blogs, which is, you know, no substance, just evil. You know, all blogs are just making fun of people, you know, breaking people down, you know, getting the right comments. You know, it's just like the bathroom wall, you know, on the internet. And for me, just yesterday, I'm 25 years old, and it took me, you know, yesterday to delete on my bookmarks on my iPhone and my computer all these news websites that feed me, you know, just popcorn news and all my blogs that, you know, about Hollywood and the music industry, all the stuff that has no meaning in our lives right now. When
exactly, they want to get you drunk on petty issues, like that story from Yahoo News, the cover charge at this club, an RFID implant, and it says, take the chips. You don't have to worry about money, worry about nothing, just party and have a good time. It says to take a burden off of you, to free customers of the burdens of having to carry their purses and wallets. But really, you're being enslaved to a chip to track and trace everything you do, to bring you into this electronic straitjacket, this electronic prison or plantation or neo-surf a feudalist system, and it's sold as if it's so good, and then the girls and the boys and the teenagers, the young people, are all so insecure because they don't look like a Heidi or they don't look like a Spencer. That then makes them insecure, so the establishment can come in and then sell them the products and then make them never feel like empowered entities or creatures alive one time on this planet as a test by God to see where they go in the future. I think it's very exciting that you guys, as you know, these big pop culture icons, are now having this metamorphosis to the New World Order. Is it fair to say you guys have woken up then to the Matrix and the New World Order?
That would be an understatement.
We've definitely woken up to what's going on and to the New World Order and to a real Matrix that there is in the world. It's not just conspiracies. It's nothing to do with that. That's a word that they've created to make people sound crazy. It's like You only sound crazy if you don't believe what everyone believes, if you're not a sheep. But that's not what God says, and now that people are trying to play God on this earth, it's very scary, and I pray for their souls, because there's a lot more than this life, and do not mess with God or his people, because there will be punishment for it. And this is a very scary thing, and chips are disgusting. I keep hearing this, and I can't even believe it. They've done such a good job at making computers seem cool, and you need the new technology, the new anything at any cost. That is such a lie. That is so disgusting. We're incriminating ourselves by laziness, and it's very sad, and I really pray for America and that everybody wakes up, because this chip is the end of humanity.
Well, I will tell you what happened is old Hollywood, the really big stars, they're all awake to this, and I know a lot of these people, and a lot of them have reached out to me publicly, but most of them off record, and they're totally aware of the technological control grid. They're totally aware of the vaccines and the fluoride and the New World Order. They're totally freaked out, just trying to do their movies to make money so they can, you know, live outside the country or live in an armored compound. They're not into fame anymore. They're totally freaked out, but just playing along with the system. Then there's kind of the new Hollywood super hype that just bypasses movies and films and just moves right to these kind of pop creations like you guys. But to have you kind of at the front lines of the Matrix system taking over people's brains, to have you breaking out of the Matrix all because one of your music managers or friends showed you the Obama deception, and then that led you down deeper into the rabbit hole, is just so incredibly exciting. Now, in the last few months, since you started waking up to this, have you seen the media come after you even more? Because folks in my office that are aware of what's happening, they say it seems the last few months the media has even been savaging you that much more.
I feel like they're just getting angrier and angrier, but I feel like the world is just getting angrier and angrier. I don't even think it's necessarily that. They want to come harder after us to distract people even more from what's going on in their own lives. So they're not thinking, oh, wow, I'm in debt, the government's taking over, what are we going to do? They're thinking, oh, well, Heidi and Spencer are blah, blah, blah. That is so sad to me.
Absolutely. I see people cheating each other more. I see the public lying. I see infighting. I see government getting more corrupt. It really is like the fall of Rome. Everything is accelerating towards this collapse, and they mean to build on those ashes, this world government, which its plan stated in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, on record, is to kill at least 80% of us. And I'm sorry, folks, that's more important than if your Botox is working. That's more important than Michael Jackson is the lie in state for all his fans at the Neverland pervert ranch. It's more important that Barack Obama is running a pimp game of lying to everybody about everything he said he would do than whether or not Anna Nicole Smith was murdered. What do you guys say to that?
I mean, what really hit me is when you started, uncovering all the evidence of how, you know, Obama's just all tied into all of these energy companies. And it's just like Bush and his whole crew, they were all about the oil. But America, when they were ready to revolutionize and get, you know, really make a stand, you know, just they threw in Obama. And now he's, oh, oil's bad. Oh, you're totally right. Everybody was done with oil. But I got this new hustle over here, which is energy, that I'm sure you don't realize that I have a piece of. You know, let's push this on to everybody.
Exactly. For those that don't know, Obama owns stock in two of the mercantile energy trading companies with Al Gore. That's now mainstream news. We told people about it in the Obama deception, but it's now mainstream news. We saw the federal filings. And Al Gore is the majority owner of Occidental Petroleum, one of the biggest oil companies in the world. And what it is artificial scarcity. They're just creating a monopoly where they're going to charge you more for regular energy and restrict the amount of energy you get. Well, I've been asking questions here for, 25, 30 minutes. You guys get into whatever subjects you want to discuss. What about government-sponsored terror? What about 9/11? What about governments staging terror attacks? Is 9/11 an inside job from your research?
Not from my research, but from your research, it 100% is, because I can't even believe that it took me seeing your film to know about Building 7. How did that not hit the mainstream media? How did, and my favorite clip, bring it down. I mean, I don't know the statistics, but I've watched documentaries on Vegas blowing up buildings. They charge the buildings up for like 2 weeks to like a month. How did they just steal enough bombs to take down Building 7 so beautifully in like a half hour? You know, like that just made me sick.
Well, you just joined the ranks of Andres von Bülow, former German defense minister, high-level members of the Japanese government. You just joined the ranks of Charlie Sheen and Willie Nelson and Governor Jesse Ventura and countless others on this show that have gone public for 9/11 truth. Is this the first time, Spencer, that you've, in a media venue, spoken about 9/11, you believe being an inside job?
I mean, that's how the media is. How can I never even be asked about that until today? You're the first person that's even asked me about 9/11. Like, this is something that's so big in American history, yet it's already forgotten about. Oh, it was two planes, terrorists, done, end of story, let's not investigate, close up the files. When I read on your site, Infowars.com, that Obama already, didn't he just end the lawsuit against the Saudi family for the 9/11 families? Like, I mean, I want to throw up.
Well, I have to tell you, both of you, I hadn't talked to you before you came on. We saw you guys Twittering, so we contacted you. My wife was actually up here, and she thought it was a good idea to do it. And I'm glad she had the idea, because now speaking to you for the last 40 minutes, you guys really know your stuff. You've really been listening to the show. You've done your research, and you've also got courage. So I just really appreciate you guys sharing your voyage, your awakening with us. And, of course, it just gets deeper down the rabbit hole from here. Heidi, what's your view on government-sponsored terror and 9/11?
I think it's really sad, and I think they're doing it in small ways as well as big ways. You know, the Oklahoma City bombings, I saw that whole clip and how there were two men in there and several men and other bombs going off. There were, what, four bombs in that building and two went off right away? I mean, the fact that they can just cover things up and the fact that they are so smug about it, they don't even really care about anyone else in this. And the other night in downtown L.A., they're doing those drills that are in your video, the Blackhawks taking over downtown L.A. 10 nights in a row. What do they need to be downtown in L.A. for? Scaring the people, actually terrorizing L.A., getting ready for whatever they're getting ready for. It's just really sad and sick. And people are like, oh, it must be for a movie. It's not for a movie. This is the government. You're not in a Hollywood set. They've done such a good job of making everyone live through movies and video games that you don't really feel like this is life. But people, this is life, and you have won, and it's given to you by God. And that's the only person who should tell you what you should do. It says in the Bible that we should be free men and only answer to God. I'm only scared of God. You can do certain things to my body, anything, but Jesus is the only one that I would bow down to and be scared of.
No king but King Jesus.
Amen.
That was the Revolutionary War cry that they don't teach in schools. Incredible. You're absolutely right. We're being sucked into a matrix. I'll sit there at a restaurant with my children and my wife and my kids. We don't watch a lot of TV at home, very little. And they'll just like zombies be watching. And all the other kids are like zombies watching the TV, even if it's the, you know, soccer game or Kentucky Derby or, you know, Fox News. They're watching it. And other kids are sitting there playing video games while they're at the table. You know, kids at other tables with their parents, not even communicating with their family. I mean, people are literally being programmed by this and having pop sensations like yourselves come out and expose this is going to be a big blow against the establishment. But all I can say is, guys, get ready to be attacked, because I think you're going to have even more attacks from the mainstream media. But I think no weapon formed against you will prosper. I think that's going to backfire and only give you more attention.
Amen, and I agree, and we are in Jesus' hands, and you can persecute us, you can say whatever you want, that's fine, because we are not conformed to this world, we are living for eternal life, and I pray for all these souls, and that's the only thing that matters.
Well, this has been an incredible interview, and we got about 12 minutes or so left with a break in the middle. Other points about the New World Order, what else have you been noticing? Because once you come out of the Matrix, and this has happened to me in phases as well. When I first got on air 13 years ago, I was more of a mainline kind of Ron Paul libertarian. And then I kept discovering stuff was real. And a newspaper reporter said, come to Bohemian Grove, try to sneak in. And I snuck in and got the footage, and there were world leaders doing a mock human sacrifice, and Vanity Fair snuck in and got arrested, but not before they saw homosexual orgies with so-called Christian Republican leaders. And you know, my whole issue is that truth is so much crazier than the fiction they put on the news and TV. That's all a distraction to keep you from seeing the real world. Heidi Spencer, your comments on Bohemian Grove and this whole Luciferian system.
I mean, honestly, I can't even imagine listeners who haven't seen your DVD on the Bohemian Grove. It just sounds like so far-fetched and conspiracy theory. So anybody who's listening that thinks that sounds crazy, you need to watch it for yourself. When you see all these powerful world leaders, you know, business people, politicians wearing robes, you know, screaming the fire as the fake human is getting burned, and they're all screaming and they're wearing cloaks. It's like, these are not the people I want running my country. This is, anybody dressed in a cloak and around a fire is not supposed to be who's running America.
In fact, I just thought to try to pull up on YouTube the clip of the high priest and when they practice the mock burning of the child, how that horrible scream. And then the media said, well, Alex, you snuck in. It was just a play. But I was there with the old men in the audience. They were getting off on it and in a type of religious rapture. Other Hollywood folks you talked to about this stuff, are they saying, yeah, I knew this was going on all along, but just didn't know the full picture, or I knew something was wrong in my gut? Or are they saying, hey, you're just a kook?
Well, we're kind of our own entity. We're like Bonnie and Clyde over here. So we have just been telling the people who matter the most in our lives, which are our family and friends and our Twitter fans, and trying to really get the whole world aware. But I saw that clip, and I was praying to Jesus that that was not a real child that they were mock burning, because I heard that scream, and that was a gut-wrenching, that's a crazy, crazy sacrifice. And this country was founded on the Bible. Our forefathers, this is a Christian country, and people have seemed to forgot that by now, that there's all these religions, and which one, and any religion's okay. No, in the Bible it says you can only get to the Father through the Son, and that is what our country knew, and that's what our forefathers, our founding fathers, in the Constitution, and I do not want some Luciferian, Illuminati, devil-worshipping people even touching this country, let alone making the decisions for it, and it's just a very crazy situation.
All right, Heidi, final segment. Stay there. We're going to come back and also plug your Twitter accounts and websites. Stay with us.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
All right, final segment. I'm sure there'll be some media attacks dealing with this interview. I now have Gawker attacking me on a once-a-week basis. They attacked me yesterday. What is Gawker, one of the biggest gossip sites, doing going after me? Why are all these major magazines, newspapers, BBC Today, Wall Street Journal, doing these hit pieces, Psychology Today? Because they're scared, folks. They know we're telling the truth. We know we're reaching the people. And with big pop icons like these folks, who are very well known, I didn't know how well known. The whole office knows them, especially Jaron in there. This is really exciting because they're getting into real issues, serious issues. And you were telling me, Spencer, during the break, that you've got a new music album coming up. And tell folks the title of it.
Yeah, Heidi and I both partnered with Warner Music Group, and we're distributing albums. And my first rap album is going to be called InfoWars. And my first single, I'm pretty sure it's going to be called The Patriot Act. Regardless of the title of the first single, I would love it, Mr. Jones, if you would get your megaphone out and come supply the song with that extra momentum that it needs.
Sure, just send me a script and I'll bullhorn it and send you a recording of it if that'll work for you. Anything to get the truth out to the people and reach the population. I think you're going to get a lot of feedback from this show today, and so that's why I want to have you back in the next few days to talk about the feedback you get from people in the media, your friends, your colleagues, but also your fans. Tell us, the listeners out there, about your websites and Twitter accounts.
My Twitter is at Spencer Pratt. And my wife's is at Heidi Montag. But the only thing anybody should be paying attention to is at InfoWars, because we are running out of time. I'm so sorry to America that I have distracted you for the last 2.5 years with all of mine and my wife's antics that, you know, we're all about our selfishness and about our own fame and, you know, our own success, when we should have been way more concerned about the success of America and what it stands for, and, you know, the issues that are so much more important than any of the things I've ever talked about in the media.
What they do is they use your obsession with who you are and how you look to put that same obsession on other people, so that we're all so obsessed with how we look and what we're saying and so insecure that we can't ever see the wider world around us. Heidi, comments on that?
I definitely agree with that. And, you know, with just this whole media and with all the girls and how you're supposed to look, and, you know, the truth is these people in the media wouldn't even act like that if it wasn't their job. And, you know, it's our job now to really inform people and to step back from that and to educate people. And, you know, there are kids who listen, and these kids need to secure their own future, because no one's going to do it for you. And these people are just snakes coming out, and it's very sad and it's very painful to watch. And, you know, I'm just really, really praying for America, and I'm really praying for this world, because it's a very sad, vapid, shallow world that they've put everyone into the only thing they care about. I mean,
it is. It's very, very shallow. And the meanwhile, we're in the ice cold, you know, 1,000-league deep New World Order ocean, focused on this mile wide, inch deep mainstream media. In closing, tell folks about your current TV show. Are we going to see any of these messages on the show, or are they going to edit that out?
No, they would definitely edit that out, because it's only about the drama in our lives and with other characters and storyline. But we will definitely try to get this message out wherever we can, whenever we can, and as often as we can. And we're just, our thoughts and prayers are with you too. And we thank you for everything that you've done and for being a true patriot. that this country needs way more men like you, and we are grateful for you dedicating your life to this. And we have seen these videos, and you've been doing this for a long time, and, you know, keep going.
Okay, well, we'll stay in touch in the next few days because I think this is going to probably be pretty big in the media. That's great because all these young people that are focused on you guys will now, you know, find out some of what you're saying behind the scenes that they don't see on the different television shows like The Hills you do. But Heidi Montag and, of course, Spencer Pratt, we appreciate both of you joining us. MySpace.com/Spencer Pratt is also another site we saw. Thank you so much for spending time with us. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.